What's poppin'? Welcome to the Tuesday show in the DealsInDeed.com studios. Possibly the most phoned-in Drew and Mike show of all time. Hey. Because I was in the dentist chair for 8 hours today.
God almighty.
Why? Oh, because I got my upper... I chipped my front teeth when I was a kid. Huh. And then it became... Well, you know, when you get... what do they call the things you put on them?
Veneers.
Veneers. And they don't exactly match. Like, well, we should probably do the two outside ones, too, to make it better. And then it became, well, how about the six? And then the top six don't match the bottom six. And so I'm done. Except,
hey,
well.
Congratulations.
Except for.
You had all that today, the veneers?
No, it's been a slow. Well, as you know, I've been going to the dentist a lot.
Well, true. Oh, my God.
I know. And then I had a crown that fell off. And I have two implants I need to get put in.
Hot.
Because one thing you learn. Yeah, very hot.
Implants.
One thing, very hot. One thing you learn when you lose a tooth or you have a tooth pulled is that the teeth in back are, well, I thought, hey, you can't even see them. Who cares? But then you find out that, oh, yeah, you do have to chew with those teeth. They're kind of important.
Yes. Chewing.
You know, there's a third one that's a little dubious, and I'm like, well, what's three teeth? Well, if it's three teeth, then you can't chew on this side, and if you lose this one over here, you'll have trouble chewing. So it's just not a good idea to not do
what anything. A mess.
It's a fucking mess.
Are you doing okay?
No.
Shouldn't they put you under?
My teeth were so messed up.
You know,
completely just under.
Would have been a good idea. I think I wish I had been under. Although the nitrous was good. That's the best buzz I get.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about that guy, did we, on the air?
Which guy?
I don't think so, and I might have to find the full clip because I know exactly what you're getting into,
okay.
Mark. There's a separated at birth that was set into us.
I think we talked about it after the show.
Who is it?
That drop that he just played.
Play it again.
You got to find the real audio because the first
My
thing...
My teeth were so messed up.
Oh, Mike Clark?
Yes. But the very beginning of that commercial, the first line sounds just like Mike.
I heard it. It wasn't my favorite, but it was funny because it did sound like Mike.
I think the first line is, I thought it was him when Brandon first played it. And then I looked at the
TV.
Who
sent that in? A listener sent that in?
Yeah, I got to find it again because I, for some reason, that part's not in there.
What was it an ad for? Is it dentures?
Yeah, some sort of dentures.
Yeah.
Okay. While you're looking, Zod M59 Dodge Ram's 2018 summer clearance event is in full effect at DealsInDeed.com. Zod Dodge Ram summer clearance event is your absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams. Plus, swing in before the end of the month, and Zod Dodge Ram will give you... Did you get the new Eli copy?
Oh, yeah. Is that for today?
Sorry.
For today?
I think so.
All right. Yeah, I have it for...
Plus, swing in before the end of the month. Yeah, Dr. Yaldo. Swinging before the end of the month, and Zot Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift card for test driving one of those sweet-ass new Ram trucks. More importantly, after test drive and pocketing your $25, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $169 a month. Or if you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns, we've told you about preparing yourself. You must prepare yourself. Hold on to something. As you save over $13,000 on your purchase. Yes! Remember, Zot Dodge Ram still... what do they do? They still have a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition doesn't. Go surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And I see my volume's up. Who's texting me?
Must be important. You meet your dentist. You need to go back.
No. Oh, I didn't need to know this. Okay. Well.
Jeez, is everything all right?
Yeah, it's okay. People come from all over Michigan to see Dr. Yaldo to receive two great lifestyle boosts. One, to be done with glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. And two, to actually see better without them than they ever did with them. They come as far as Traverse City because custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants cost less at the Yaldo Eye Center than in many small markets. And they come because Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced, especially having done over 30,000 LASIK procedures, more than anyone in Michigan, and over 10,000 multifocal lens implants, the amazing Rolls-Royce surgery for people 50+. Eli got the implants last November and can see anything, everything, from the tiny print to distant objects with stunning clarity. He's proven it to me many times. He likes to show off his eagle eyes. My sister is next, and she'll come from Chicago to get them. Call the best, Dr. Yaldo, as many Drew and Mike listeners have. Get the best vision of your life. Toss those glasses and contacts in the trash where they belong. Boy, I hear people really seem very happy with this surgery when they get it done. The evaluation is free along with the Drew and Mike discount. It's 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at YaldoEyeCenter.com. So there.
Looking into the studios of WORT.
Oh, are we live on Facebook?
WORT.
Okay. We're brought to you by Prudential Security. Live on Facebook, of course. Glad to have Drew back. What are you doing, Trudy?
I was just looking at the pictures of WORT got shot up by some...
Oh, WORT Radio.
Disgruntled.
Yeah. I know, a shooting. Starting
to check out their equipment, though, to see if they got anything good there.
Yeah, it looks about... Does our studio look just as good? I mean, that's a radio station. Come on, it's in Madison. It's not that small.
No. Isn't that the college town?
Yeah. But it's not a bad radio market.
No, not at all. Here's the front of it, though. Check that out. So what happened was that, and this is from Brandon, his prep.
Yeah.
Why would some masked man just slithered in the front door and shot up the studio and bagged three dudes.
Were all three of them hit?
I guess all three got hit and one in the buttocks.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Well, there's one place to get hit.
Shortly after 3 a.m., though, and they won't say whether it has to do...
What radio station has three people in at 3 a.m.? Isn't that weird?
A public radio station.
Prepping for the morning show, maybe?
Oh, is it public radio?
Yeah.
Seriously? That's really funny.
It's a listener-sponsored community radio station. So, yes, it's public radio. I don't know if it's NPR, but it's public.
And public radio means government pays, which means people have pensions and health insurance.
Listener-sponsored. They give away tote bags.
Oof.
Okay.
2,000 watts.
2,000 watts.
How can you be mad at a 2,000-watt listener-supported community radio station?
I can't imagine what they were talking about that was so unnerving.
They didn't know whether it was a personal issue or a music issue, according to the general manager. Mm. And only one guy, I guess, actually got hit. But, man.
A music issue.
WORT stands for World's Oldest Radio Transmitter.
Yeah, I think it's here, right?
But
right?
It spells wart.
I know.
WORT, it's not the proper spelling, but...
Well, what does everybody think of when they hear WORT? They think of a wart.
Yeah. That's funny because Howard was talking about callers. Howard was talking about WORT.
Talking about Riff.
Yeah,
what
great callers. Riff are the best. Are there better
rock
callers
station?
Than WRIF?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was pissed because he was at WWWW at the time.
Those are horrible. I agree.
It's not easy to say. Well, that's why they made it W4.
And Howard was this morning, not to do a show about a show, but Howard was talking about Les Moonves and his long, ugly battle with Les Moonves. And I heard a lot of it. I didn't hear, maybe I didn't hear as much as you did, Brandon, but I cannot believe Les Moonves had a meeting with shareholders last week and they didn't even ask about the charges against him or the allegations.
He was praised.
Didn't even ask.
Did you hear that part where the woman praised him?
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
For diversifying their income.
What?
That's an earnings call.
What is going on?
It's all that matters to people, where the money
Great
is.
Great guy.
Well, Harvey Weinstein made money.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of surprising he got blown out. But he had a board. Well, he has a board, too.
I don't know. I'm really... The whole Me Too thing is starting to seem like a big, fat joke. Or it's just run its course, or I don't know what, because... You know, here's somebody who obviously was not only doing something. He claimed he made some awkward advances. When somebody says that, you know,
yeah,
something is
and one
something
successful
stupid
advance.
Is going on. Yeah, one successful advance. But then there's also the people who claim that they had jobs taken away from them or their career was affected because they didn't put out for Les Moonves. And Howard's story today was interesting, too, because it was clear that he really loved using his power. Howard didn't do anything wrong. Howard went to Sirius. I mean, Brandon, you heard the story.
Sure.
What did he do besides let his contract run out and say, I'm going to Sirius?
He explained that the contract was going to run out. He was going to move over to Sirius, but he wanted to make sure he was doing it all legally because we know those things can get a little touchy, especially when you're about to leave. He wanted to talk about it, but his program director said, no, you're not allowed to use the word Sirius, and gave him a whole bunch of different guidelines in which...
which he followed, which it he sounded followed. Like.
Yes, however...
You're not allowed to use the words.
I know, isn't... What, how stupid
children?
Is that? Yeah, I know. How childish is radio when you think about it? Think of all the people that you've listened to who one day, poof, they're just gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new person, and it's, what? What, was there somebody else here for 15 years? I had no idea.
Exactly. But when he did depart, that's when CBS hit him with a lawsuit worth $500 million, 500 million clams, which even though Howard Stern rich as hell, that still kind of kicks your ass because you're against Viacom. They have a whole legal team, and then you're just yourself. So.
Yeah, no, it would sound like an unwinnable war. In his case, though, he does always have the microphone. That's the beauty of Howard. He uses his microphone very well.
Sure.
In his battles.
$500 billion.
Honestly, when he was fined, when he owed all that money, was it $1.7 million to the FCC, all those fines, I don't think I know anyone else in radio who could have stood, who could have just sort of fought through that. I mean, it was basically the government really just honing in on one guy and going, we're going to fuck you. And him just standing up and saying, no, you're not. I'm going to keep doing my thing and I'm going to keep pushing the line. And I don't know many people could have done that. I really.
The way he ultimately beat this lawsuit was pretty much turning the tables and going to war with Les Moonves. And he explained this morning on a show that he had a three-phase system on how he was going to beat Moonves. The first phase was going on to talk shows, including CBS's own Letterman show, wearing shirts that said, I hate Les Moonves, and talking about him.
And he has the kind of audience that would respond to that and could potentially make Les Moonves' little world a little miserable or a little more miserable.
You heard all about it on the radio.
And he didn't even get to the second phase, and Moonves, he pretty much... said, all right, I'm done. I don't even want to go forward with this war. No more lawsuit.
Well, isn't that interesting, though, what we're stage two and stage three that we'll never know because Howard won't say.
No, I'm disappointed.
But you can sort of guess.
Oh, I think we know what phase two or phase three may have been. Maybe it was Ileana Douglas or...
Possibly.
One of the, what is it, 30-some women?
He did say that his second phase was going to be bringing somebody on the air that Les Moonves knew. So who knows if that's somebody from his past, if it's somebody who just wanted to rag on him. But his third phase was going to be some dirt that he dug up. And who knows what that was either. It could have been this type of stuff right now that Moonves is going through.
Yeah.
Did you hear him talking about call letters again today?
Nope.
They were talking about KOME. Com radio?
That was after the riff stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was the continuation of the conversation.
Was I listening to a replay today?
Yeah.
It was a replay today?
Because Gary said, oh, is it a cum radio?
I thought it said, yeah.
Yeah, that was the extension.
I thought
of the
cum shot thing was juvenile.
Boy, did they hammer him for saying that.
Yeah, and that was right after Howard had explained how much people love when he hammers Gary.
Yeah.
And then Gary walked into that one.
And then he almost tried to defend himself later, and he just was like, nope, that's what I meant. You're right. I'm done. You're not going to win that fight.
Did you ever? You never really had any full fledged FCC fine?
No. Many actionable many complaints that were deemed actionable, but no fine.
Plenty of meetings.
Yeah.
What was the closest one? Was that when they had individuals signing up and trying to recruit complaints?
No, it was the one particular complaint where someone really described Evan Longoria's penis.
Yeah, and there was also there was one other thing in that bunch.
Extensive detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To which we were all sitting around.
It's funny, I didn't really even remember that very
awkward.
Well
AKA
until I heard it again.
My wiener.
What do you mean you didn't remember?
When it came up, when it was on paper, I was like, I don't remember Evan Longoria's penis that well.
I don't remember it at all.
I mean, I remember the incident. I remember that his... dick was he sent a dick pic to somebody and it went viral
yeah
and I remember that But I didn't remember that we spent a long time on it. I think
someone kept on, like Trudy said, how veiny it was.
Yeah, I think I believe Mike Clark was the perpetrator.
And can paint a picture. Case.
What I remember of that meeting is we're in that big conference room around that table, and somebody might have texted somebody else the picture and go, is this the one we're talking about?
You guys were sending dick pics during your meeting.
Yeah. Well, we had to make sure.
It was newsworthy in the meeting. I do remember, though, there was one of the complaints that I thought, oh, that's got to be Mike. And then only to find out that, oh, it's really a lot me. Because I just didn't remember it that well. It's funny, the stuff I do remember tends to be sillier stuff that makes me laugh. And I just.
Maybe you blacked out.
I don't remember.
Because the content was so disturbing that you yourself had to block it, and you could have claimed it. You needed a safe space.
I blocked out my own words.
Trudy, you want to see Evan Longoria's dick? I don't remember this one.
Yeah, look, I want to see what it was. It caused trouble.
I can't bring it up yet because we're on Facebook Live.
So. There it is. It's very taut.
Go ahead, describe it.
And veiny. I think Clark described it well about 8 years ago. He's erect, and he's really pulling back all the skin.
Can you measure that for me in your head, please?
Me or Trudy? Well,
either one. It looks pretty substantial to me, although it's a little thin.
She's got one eye closed. She put her hand.
Hand.
Up.
Your hand is like for a reference, usually like four to 5 inches. So I don't know. Probably six.
Yeah.
Are you more than 7 inches?
What's going on with the time? It's like a.
Well, it's very. He's got it all the skin pulled all
button.
The way back.
Oh, jeez.
Oh yeah,
it hurts looking at it.
Not a lot of hair there, is there?
What now? Who's on the front of the Playboy that's caused this?
Kind of thin, isn't it?
Oh, you know who it is? It's Jessica Canseco, Jose Canseco's daughter.
Is that what that was?
Jessica Canseco's daughter.
Oh, there's a Playboy sitting there with Jessica Canseco on the cover.
And it is pointed right at it.
Maybe let me find some context.
Was that a shot?
Why?
I don't know. I want to say that's more than 6 inches, but I'll have to go with you guys.
Well, I.
It's kind of thin, though. Maybe that's maybe it's deceptive. It's not girthy.
No.
I am not sure why Mike Clark found so much to talk about.
You're the one with the skinny dingling?
Well, speaking of Clark, I did find this commercial. And it's the opening line that you really, it just jumps out. And it's like, holy shit, that's Mike Clark. And then as the commercial goes on, it's a little less and less. But this first line, holy shit.
One day I'm chewing a piece of hard candy and my two front teeth snapped off. My teeth were so messed up.
It sounds like something you'd say too.
Yeah.
The pattern where the voice cracks and changes.
It sounds like.
Who is that dude? When
I was the guy with soft teeth. I did it like this a lot. His name's David.
El Dante.
He definitely belongs in Soft Magazine for his teeth. The only teeth just snapped off.
God. Clear choice.
David was 2-4-8 missing your failing teeth.
And now he can bowl. The procedure was done in the same day. Picture him bowling.
Smile. Hey, we ever find a 97-year-old bowler chick?
No, I couldn't find her.
She's blind, and she bowls 200 from time to time. Oh, legally blind. Okay. I like the way she threw the ball, though. She had a nice little hook.
She'd probably see right around her. Not taking anything away from her.
All you got to see is the arrow, really. That's the key to bowling, is the first set of arrows.
Repetition.
Getting the ball over. Yes, repetition. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, you know, you get that off the leadoff bowler, too.
I can
read
never.
The oil.
Yeah, you got to read the lane.
You can't hook it, Trudy?
I don't have wrist strength.
That's why you got to wear one of those guards.
I know. I did find.
You need a lighter ball, apparently.
You know, well, you get a lighter
ball.
Build
up that wrist.
10 frames. That's for Quakers.
I was just getting to Brandon's prep late because I was in the dentist for 8 hours. But as I pointed out before, the Save Urban Meyer online petition, is that going to be effective? Is that going to be effective? Part of the Urban Meyer arsenal.
It's garnered a lot of signatures, and in fact, I was going to grab that dude's number, but his rally is tonight. It's actually going on right now.
23,000 people have signed the petition.
Oh, it's 26 in Brandon's.
26 now? Wow, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, now it's 35.
Whoa.
That's not many signatures.
Doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
What matters is the big donors.
Yeah,
I love that they're... An exhaustive investigation is only going to take 2 weeks. Nice putting a timeline on a thorough and exhaustive.
Well, the season's coming up. Come on.
He is. I really believe.
How much is there to investigate, really?
Well, you got to interview
her, it's him, about Urban, the AD, the Powell Police Department. By the way, does the Powell Police Department have to participate in
that? No. Why would they?
I would like to know why they're calling the athletic director of a college.
It's very intriguing.
I think that's, you know, pretty typical.
It all sounds like can we fire him with cause, or are we going to have to pay him $40 million?
I think they're going to have to fire the athletic director.
Unfortunately, yeah.
They called the Powell police said they called the athletic director.
Should we call him?
So he knows.
You want to call
the Powell police?
No, Gene Smith.
Sure. Why, we have his phone number?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I told you I know someone that's really good friends with
him. Oh, cool. Can I request a song for him? Gene Genie.
Great song.
The worst Bowie song.
Gene Genie rocks a little bit.
No, it's the worst Bowie song.
No, no. John M. Only Dancing is worse than that.
Well, maybe I don't know that.
That was never my favorite. I never liked Golden Years either.
Oh, I kind of like Golden Years.
Golden Years? Really? I like so much Bowie.
I know. And you were shocked that that was on the post-show jam
here. Something was going on. Why is Bowie coming out of the basement? But there must be a reason besides just desire.
Just some Bowie. Podcast posting music.
Were you listening to Spiders from Mars?
No, it was just popping around the list on Google Play.
Spiders from Mars is fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Five years right into Moon Age Daydream and Rock and Roll Suicide and Suffragette City and Starman.
I played that vinyl down to... I've never played an album so much. Have you ever done that? Played an album so much that the tracks are worn?
I burned out some albums, no doubt.
But close.
And this came out right when Sweet came out with Blockbuster, which sounds almost identical. And Blockbuster by Sweet was the number one hit. Gene Genie was number two in the UK before Bowie really got giant over here. But I like a lot of the later Bowie, like Fashion and to Ashes and Cat People and
he was
China Girl.
He was able to like change and
he was really significant for a long time. I mean, when you think about it, bands, isn't it really like three albums usually?
Yeah, and then they're doing the same thing over and over again. Or
they're trying to come back, or they misfire, and then they can't seem to find it again. But there are those rare exceptions, like David Bowie.
Ooh, Financial.
Hall.
I don't have the number yet.
Sounds like a bleep needs... We might need a bleep. Who are we calling?
Well, Gene Smith, but I don't have the number yet.
He's not going to talk to us, is he?
Why not?
I can try.
He's a good dude.
What about that Ohio State super fan? What's his name?
Tennessee Jeff?
Oh, you mean the guy that wears the...
Yeah.
Oh, Buck, the Buckeye guy?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Have his number.
We do have his number. I don't think he ever answered for us.
No, he was in deep shit at the time, though, wasn't he? What did he do wrong? I forgot.
Signed Earl Bruce's poster.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Zach Smith probably has that poster now.
Ridiculous. That was at the service, right?
Yeah, that coaches and former players
were supposed to sign. Let's call that guy. What's that guy's name?
The Buckeye guy.
Buckeye guy.
Let's dial him up. We got his number, right?
Yeah.
Hall Financial Hotline's open. We got to call somebody. Click the link to Hall Financial to, I don't know, maybe your future in financial security or just a refi or shorten the length of your loan, take some money out of your house, whatever. Do it. Meanwhile, due to overwhelming demand and for an incredibly limited time, Zod Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event now through Friday, August 10th, because Maz doesn't work Saturdays. When is Maz getting back? True, you have a 4-day week this week, apparently.
I did hear that.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, does anyone know when he's coming back? He's sending lots of pictures, but
I know he had pizza last night.
Yeah, he sent a picture of the pizzas that he ate.
Well, it's like we're there with him, but he's not here with us.
# girl power.
And he has a hot nephew.
Hey.
He does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
His nephews.
So you're attracted to some of Tom's genes.
Tom's recessive genes. Well, it's unfortunate Maz is missing so much of the Key for Key event. That doesn't mean that you can't take advantage of it, though. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18-4 without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zod Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight key for key exchange. Give them the keys to your vehicle. They'll give you the keys to a brand new Ford. Plus, they'll make your first month's payment. So at least you come out ahead there. If nowhere else, you get to skip a payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. Only from our friends at dealsnd.com. And
by the team across the field, show them Ohio's here. Set the earth reverberating with a mighty cheer. Rah, 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 hit them hard and see how they fall. Never let that team get the ball. Hell, hell, the gang's all here. So beat Indiana now.
The gang's all here.
Beat Indiana? That's the one he chose?
Yeah, that's kind of silly, isn't it?
We have a
Buckeye guy, right?
That's why he's the fight song turd.
This is a guy. Fight the team across the field.
It's a cowboy suit guy, right?
Yeah, black guy.
Yeah.
I think it's the black guy, not the. Who's the other guy?
Is he still in trouble for signing the
World Cup? He's been
ostracized. Limited access to telephone. If you need me in an emergency, please email me. Thank you.
That's weird. Who's
Buckeye guy? Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. Just trying to get inside. If you want to call us back at that 248 number, we just want to talk to you.
Fight the team across the field, show them Ohio's here.
That's our friend, the fight song
set
guy.
The earth reverberating.
Call us back, please. Buckeye guy, it's Drew and Mike. Thank you.
Hit them hard and see how.
I have one more number for him.
Oh.
Okay, let me. Actually, I hadn't finished. I needed to mention that Luke Nowacki wants you to know retirement is fast approaching for many of us. But deciding exactly when to retire can be daunting. You don't have to do it alone. Luke can help you determine if you can say, I can do that, like our friend Derek, or I don't know how to do it. Many people don't know how to do it, and they need help. No crime in that. That's what Luke's there for. For instance, it's not ideal to have to work 10 hours a day through retirement. Call Luke Nowacki today, 248-663-4748, for a complimentary consultation to discuss your retirement plan or make one, or maybe you just need to plan on how to save money or get started in this important process that a lot of people put off. Regardless of where you are in the process, Luke can help you. You can always make it better. Securities Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor, 28411 Northwest Highway, Southwest Michigan, 48034, 248-663-4700, or call Luke direct, 248-663-4748.
That bass line. You know, it's hard though, getting the audio to feed the recording. It's just got to crank. Sounds like shit.
Sorry, I'm not able to take your call right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back with
you. What is Buckeye Guy doing?
He's preparing for the rally, man.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number,
does Buckeye Guy ever dot the I in Ohio at halftime? Buckeye Guy! It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. Still trying to reach you, buddy. A lot going on over there. Just want to get your 2 cents. Hope you're doing okay. See ya!
Jeez.
Okay.
The lengths we go through just to get a good bass cover.
I know. If only there was a good video of it.
If only Constantine made one.
He rules.
Does Constantine have a contact number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Constantine. You would hate to call him, though.
Well,
you would hate it.
I would be intrigued to find out how he has the time and why he puts all these bass covers up.
Because he's a bass teacher, my man.
Is that his life?
No.
Teaching bass?
No, he's actually a realtor.
What?
I wouldn't mind calling him. I mean, we've played a million of his bass lines. Well, not his.
Maybe we should set something up that way. He has the bass on hand, kind of like.
Oh, everybody has. If he ever sets
he's
it
not,
down.
He's not the shredder at the retirement home.
Gary Hoyer has his guitar there on the ready.
Oh, he was so ready to play. I think his guitar is by the phone all the time in case someone calls because he's getting a lot of calls.
Shredder, by the way, has put up the whole video of his performance at the Senior Living Center. Yeah. I didn't catch this yesterday either when he does All Along the Watchtower. Did you notice that he did a third person? He inserted his own name into the song?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. It was really funny. And he does actually stop playing when she falls.
Yeah.
Let's see where we are. And she fell. Well, no, we saw she was sitting there before left and came back before she fell off the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was she thinking? She sat like there was like 2 inches of bench, and she sat down on 2 inches of bench, and of course, her ass was 10 times that, and she fell off the bench like you would expect.
And Greg Lynn began to howl.
Did you catch it? Oh, man. One more time and back it up.
Bodies were approaching. And Greg Lynn began to howl.
He doesn't lose much of the crowd as the show goes on either.
We linked the video in yesterday's post. It's definitely worth a watch because you can anticipate what's about to happen because you watch this woman for 10 minutes trying to get to her seat.
It takes her forever. What are the...
Meanwhile, he's back up on the, what was it, a little fish pond?
Yeah. A little koi pond.
What time?
He's got some great stage banter, too, this whole concert.
Oh, does he? I'd love to hear a stage banter.
All right, let me see. Here she, okay, here's, she's already down on the ground. Now he realizes it. He's going to check her out. Please let her be okay, he says.
I'm going to church tomorrow. Pray for her.
Going to church tomorrow, I'm going to pray for her. And he points at her and then starts playing tequila.
What?
Meanwhile, she's still being attended to. Hey, show's got to go on, my man.
Absolutely.
Is he playing over her?
No, he's a picnic table
back
away.
He's on a picnic table?
She is back on her bench
she
now.
She is.
She's back on the bench.
Is she rocking with him?
Fine. Totally fine.
I've never seen someone fall. It took her so long to even sit down and then fall, and then it took so long to get her back up. There's like 4 people over her. She's just on the ground.
She's now sitting on the bench, holding on for dear life. You can see her. She's got her hand on the end of the bench. Should strap her in.
Oh, boy. So much to look forward to.
Find his stage band.
At least I get to do it with new teeth.
Jim Croce.
Wait, he's really...
He's really good.
He is starting to read the room. Playing Croce and tequila. As opposed to Hendrix.
Someone's clapping along.
I mean, he was way over...
Hey, clapping.
Margaritas. Bring it on.
He was way over rocking before. Time in a bottle. Wish I'd heard this. I would have ragged him about this.
Call him back.
How about Bad Bad Leroy Brown? That would have been a little more upbeat.
Jump ahead here.
I don't think you don't play Time in a Bottle at Senior Center. He's not.
Oh, that's
not
right.
Reading the room. They don't have much time in their bottles.
I had not thought of that.
I don't want to hear Time in a Bottle.
Keeping it light. A little Jim Croce, local guy from Villanova. Wrote that song on the steps of Villanova University. A little trivia for you. There you go. All right. I'm Greg. I'll be here until they pull the plug on me, which might be soon. We shall see. Who knows? There you are, girl.
He keeps it going.
Shaft.
Oh, he's got a track playing with?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, just like Hoey.
This is the first time this song ever played at Devin Senior or Cathcart.
How does he know that?
And probably the last time.
Funny dude. I jump forward.
He's just getting off, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just...
Got to appreciate a guy that gets off on himself.
Yeah.
If nothing
still
else. I mean,
relentless in his getting off.
He's a black private dick. He's a sex machine to all the chicks. Shaft!
And you dig it.
Well, he's got to sing along.
John Shaft. There's no vocal in that song for like the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds, I think.
Jump forward. That was his running banter joke, was about margaritas.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm just going to jump to the end, see how he ends it. He's got to end it with a flirt.
Oh, it's Top Gun. Oh.
What?
Top Gun?
Yeah, it's the Top Gun theme. The lady that fell off the bench is no longer there.
Oh, they put her to bed.
How silly.
A successful shot.
Come to me, Flavian. My name is Greg Lynn. I think that's enough for me tonight, for this year, for this decade. We shall see. Thank you very much. Thanks for clapping for the things you did like, and thanks for sitting around doing the stuff you didn't like. I appreciate it. And thanks for Ambria for giving up for Ambria. She booked me sight on sound. She probably should have probably looked for a demo tape first, but...
Why are they cheering her?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Because she works there.
I'm
they know her.
I'm not saying no.
His stage banners.
Don.
Not bad.
And ladies and gentlemen, this show is dedicated to Don. Without a doubt, today's show
Don?
Is definitely dedicated to Don. Because
everyone
that
came
into this building,
did you take a dump in your bed last night?
Relayed a message to me. Don will not stop talking about this show. So, Crossroads was for Don also.
Just give some
of course,
good chuckles.
I knew you'd like that one. I knew it. I could tell.
Yeah, tough room.
I didn't even ask. When you came up to me talking about music, I was like, this sounds like a Crossroads guy. But thank you very much. My name is Greg Lynn. And I got some posters. You want some autographs? Let's have some fun. Why not?
Oh, really?
I got Sharpies and posters. You want an autograph? Thank you very much. My name is Greg Lynn.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, bye.
He is not a room reader.
I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
People wanted posters with his signature, Sharpie.
I'm sure he was mobbed.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Look at me, I'm looking for the trash can.
Rock
that
place.
That's what I'm thinking.
How long do you think he played at the Senior Living Center?
35 minutes.
Hour 10.
What?
Hour 10. They loved it.
I was appalled that his near claim to fame was paying bands in Nashville $40 to sit in, possibly.
Well,
he's a shredder.
We found that he, you know, did that song for Stern, so that's his bigger claim
to fame.
And don't
forget, tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
That was a good hook. That was that Artie's back on heroin. What song was it to?
Bad Medicine.
Bad Medicine. Artie back on heroin. That was a good hook. I like that. West Hollywood's voting whether to remove Trump's star.
What?
Huh. And that'll mean the end of all those fights.
Yeah, that's not fun.
As if West Hollywood is going to vote to keep Trump's star. West Hollywood?
Yeah, West
really?
Hollywood.
Yeah.
And by the way, so then...
Well, it keeps costing them money, too, to have to replace
but
it.
But won't this mean people will pickaxe other stars when they remove his?
Do you think so?
Spacey's gets to stay. It's right next to Trump's.
Well, like retaliatory?
Yeah. People are fighting at that star. There's fist fights happening at the stupid star. Did you see that on the Inside Edition?
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I think it's great. They should make it a TV show, really.
It is.
I'll watch those people fight all day long.
I think collecting that many dumb people in one place is actually a good thing. Because then you know where they are.
Well, and beyond that, then they could sell sponsorship to replace the star before somebody comes back in and destroys it again.
I was wrong, too. I thought Forever 21 was getting off on the free publicity. Because every time they showed the videos, you could see Forever 21. I mean, it's free publicity for the store. TMZ actually reached out to Forever 21, and there's another retail store right next door, and it's hurting business.
No, they're all bummed out. They're totally bummed out. I mean, these idiots fighting in front of their stores, it's no good.
You better shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Yeah, but look at all the free publicity for Forever 21.
Yeah, but just...
like Verizon's publicity from the Pussy Grab video.
By the way, all the news, I'm kind of running into stuff, ringing Brandon's prep as we're doing the show, which is not good, but Steven Seagal is the special envoy... Mm-hmm. To the U.S. for Russia? Is that for real?
Yeah.
That's not a joke?
Nope. No, he's
Russia is using him as an envoy to the U.S.
Yeah, they love him. Putin loves him. His movies are huge in Russia.
Well, I thought he was Me Too'd. Does Me Too not count with Putin?
In Russia?
Gee, do you think? The guy that kills people, kills reporters?
Just asking.
He gives a fuck about Me Too?
No, I don't. I just thought it was... But, you know, he is supposed to be... We're supposed to be in the receiving end, and we have Me Too.
What access do you think Steven Seagal's really going to get?
None.
Would you be certain of that?
Well, I might have access with Trump.
I predict Steven Seagal will be in the Rose Garden sometime before 2020.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Or something.
It just seems like too big a joke to be real, but I guess it's real.
Dyed black hair and black goatee.
You know, you're making fun of him, and he's going to need to go to his safe space, too, because according to South Park, he has one, too.
Seagal does?
Oh, that's right. He did have the safe space.
Cartman went online, and people made fun of him because he was fat.
Oh.
And so that started this whole movement. And Steven Seagal was one of the people who had been, you know, people had been mean to, so they all had a musical.
How adorable.
I know. It was. That's one of the best parts of South Park. There are a lot of great aspects of South Park, but the other one is the musical content.
Yeah, no, that show is just brilliantly produced and written, and there's so many elements to it that are just fantastic. Although I thought they had a bad year this year.
I liked their season.
I loved it, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole PC Principle.
It wasn't my favorite. I like PC Principle. But, yeah.
I really liked the Steven Seagal from Mad TV, played by Will Sasso back in the day. Do you remember that one?
I didn't watch Mad TV a lot.
I never watched one episode of Mad TV.
I watched a little bit.
Did you?
I watched a little bit.
Yeah. Will Sasso would just run around snapping people's necks like Steven Seagal would in the films. It was actually a pretty good bit.
It's about how fat he is now, too.
Yeah. It was very prophetic.
Yeah, now it's accurate.
When does Seagal get here to
start
do
playing
his job?
His role? Yeah. I don't know. Soon. It'll be real soon. We'll see.
He said, I've always had a very strong desire to do all I can to help improve Russian-American relations.
Yeah, they can hear you in Russia.
Has Alex Jones responded yet the fact that he's blown out from five of Apple iTunes, sixes? I guess he streamed on six.
Yeah!
He was on six different streams. They took him off five of them. He's off Facebook, and he's off YouTube.
Yeah, he's responding.
Traitor, enemy, bloodsucker, parasite.
I assume he'll get a ton of...
Here's the headline from InfoWars.
He'll blow hard out of this.
YouTube uses banned Alex Jones channel to advertise establishment media. Globalist programming promoted on Alex's own channel.
We're going to defeat this anti-human scum. We're going to wreck their world.
Okay, He's still on 90 radio stations, which... I still can't get over that he's on commercial radio. I would have thought the second day he was calling the parents of dead children in Sandy Hook actors, I would have thought people would have just pulled the plug. I mean, if you can't describe a little bit of Evan Longoria's penis, it would seem to me making fun of or suggesting that grieving parents of dead six-year-olds
are actors.
What's
more harmful to children?
I mean, give me a break. I'm not a crazy man.
I mean, that went on for months.
See a show today, Big Tech Bans InfoWars.
How dare you?
Facebook permanently banned InfoWars while Apple removed entire InfoWars libraries from iTunes under the guise of hate speech.
Do you understand that?
The war on your mind is in full swing as globalists remove outlets of liberty and truth.
You know,
starting with the tip of
crap.
The tip of the spear, Alex Jones.
It's so silly. I think I might miss it if it was gone. It's just so dumb.
But that's stupid. He's not going away. He's got his website.
He's got 90 radio stations.
Yeah.
90
Does
fucking radio stations.
Station?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And he sells that shit on him, too. I mean, he sells fucking snake oil.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? I've never heard, has the FCC taken one tiny iota of interest in the bullshit going on there?
No, why would they?
Well, because he's selling
not
snake
obscene.
Oil. He's got a fake doctor who is claiming to put these ingredients together.
I don't care about that.
That's just a tactic, folks.
As long as there's no nudity or descriptive words or bad words.
Yeah, I guess that's more important. Silly me.
Pornhub.
Wait, is he live right now? Oh, no, he just ended.
And then I saw Megyn Kelly tonight has Catherine Oxenberg on, who by the way, seriously, Shishel, thought, boy, she looks great, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I think she looks really good.
Yeah.
I mean, she was on Dynasty, too. What, 35 years ago? 33 years ago? I know she was young as hell, but God, she looks really good. I mean, she's got to be, what, 60 years old, and she looks fantastic.
She hasn't been in a whole lot.
No.
You're in the cult, bro.
What has she done? I mean, she was a huge star. And you know, she's in a different category. I wanted to talk about this because I was reading about Ethan Hawke and his sad story, and I'm grieving terribly for Ethan and his problems. But it is weird now how so many stars or people we thought of as stars are really scratching their head like, how am I going to pay the mortgage?
Yeah.
Because they just aren't making movies. Well, but they aren't making, there just isn't the budget to make movies the way they used to. It's all, if you're not a tentpole action movie guy, you're kind of shit out of luck. And that's what Ethan Hawke's whining about. But let me first mention Catherine Oxenberg.
You don't think, I'm sure Ethan, okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm glad she's given an interview to Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly continues to get great interviews. I have to give her credit for that, even though her show in the morning is awful and doing
horrible. This is Kelly.
And she was so miscast for that. I don't even blame her, honestly. But Catherine Oxenberg was involved in Nexium, and she got her daughter involved. And she realized, wait, this is bullshit. I'm not going to just blow this guy and get branded with his initials. But when she pulled out, her daughter was already completely sucked in. And her daughter is apparently one of the sex slaves, and she's branded with this idiot's initials.
Oh, God.
And that was part of the story today, was that her daughter, she's telling her, look, you've got this dope's initials branded.
No, it's some Latin saying.
No, it's his initials. Look at it, you dope.
His initials and Allison Mack's initials combined.
I know. Isn't that just the weirdest thing? Yeah. The weirdest thing.
She's really cute, too.
The daughter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
India?
She's Catherine Oxenberg's daughter.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Who's the father?
Wait, is the father the dude from, is that, God, what's his name? Casper?
Casper?
The Friendly Ghost?
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper Weinberger?
Starship
Casper
Trooper.
Casper Weinberger.
Starship Troopers? No?
Starship Poopers?
Really? No it's one knows he's a mega star.
No.
Casper Weinberger was Secretary of Defense, wasn't he?
Yeah. You
can't be named Casper and be Secretary of Defense. That's too ridiculous.
I know.
Casper Van Dien.
Oh, yeah, him.
Come on, really?
Never heard of him. What else has he been in?
I've heard of him. But
He was in Starship Troopers Part 3.
Yeah, and? Shit, come on. Oxenberg could have done better than that.
He was in Starship Troopers Traitor of Mars.
Oh, yeah, that one.
All right,
they made a second one?
He was in Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, I've seen that.
No. I don't understand, though. What happened to Catherine Oxenberg? She was this giant star in Dynasty. I guess TV back then was sort of low-life-ville.
Yeah,
so if you weren't on another hit, you just didn't exist.
That probably wasn't such a springboard for success.
No,
Dynasty.
It was a backward step for movie stars. I mean, you didn't do TV unless you were desperate. And now it's funny, the imaging is that, oh, it's okay to do TV now because TV's cool again.
It's huge to do TV now.
Yeah,
you would
better.
Prefer doing TV now.
Yeah, I don't know if they prefer doing TV, but they do, and there are some.
They lie and say they do, but
yeah, they lie and say they do. There's some good. I mean, there's more quality material. People are writing better material for TV. Some of these binge watches are really pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like episodic, stupid dramas or sitcoms. I mean, then some of the stuff on Netflix is great. In fact, I'm looking forward to Ozark's kicking back up in September.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah. Better Call Saul is...
Tonight.
Yep.
I believe it's tonight.
You should also search for Starship Troopers, because this room seems to need
Casper?
To get caught up. It's got NPH.
What's NPH?
Okay, what is Starship Troopers about?
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris?
Jesus, did you guys even live the 90s, or...
Yeah,
I guess not.
Oh, fuck. Never mind.
Is Neil Patrick Harris in it?
No,
really?
Let's I want you to die on this, or live on this one.
Did we talk about Neil Patrick Harris shaming that chick, by the way?
No.
Yeah, what I remember.
That was brutal. I couldn't believe what a snob asshole he was.
He's, I usually enjoy him.
I'm not a fan of him.
You're not?
I think he's kind of a dick, actually.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of, I mean, because he's kind of good looking, he's had some pretty good jobs, he can dance, he can sing, he does all that.
He's a song and dance man.
I thought his hosting was not funny. Everyone said it was funny, but I don't think it was.
Oh, no.
I think it was when he hosted the Oscars or whatever. Or, you know, he hosted a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He
host, one, like, year, host du jour? One year he hosted everything.
And I found him annoying. And then I'm not sure what it is that bothers me. Because I like him in movies. I mean, he was great in that one.
Howard and Kumar.
Yeah, Harold and Kumar. He was great.
He's great in Starship Troopers.
Done some good stuff.
And Starship
Doogie
Troopers.
Was cool. But
Doogie.
Wow, he was great.
He just completely snob shamed this chick. Said, "My 7-year-old," something about his 7-year-old thought she was sort of. She sounded like a dope or something. She sounded like an idiot because she said "like" a couple times. This girl, and this girl knew him. Her husband had written with him, and so she wrote back and said, "Oh, I guess you don't remember meeting me. You know, thanks a lot," or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Then he sort of backtracked a bit.
Well, he has a snobby 7-year-old, too.
I guess so.
Oh. Wow. I don't recognize.
You can kind of hear it in there. It's the Doogie Howser metal version theme.
Who sells the most liquor in Ferndale, Royal Oak, and Birmingham? Stand by and I'll tell you.
Ooh. Retail or bar?
Retail. Bar.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I know. I was surprised a couple of years.
It's almost as important as me telling you about my new Lincoln MKZ that I got at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln in Southfield. They are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Go check it out. The stars align at Hoop McInerney's place, newly remodeled showroom and immaculate service area. You'll love the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system that the MKZ has. You can hear the podcast as you drive around in luxury. Check out the Navigator, the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. Of course, there's the Continental, the MKC, every kind of car you could ever want, every kind of Lincoln. And all you got to do to get into a 2018 Lincoln is call our personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Call Jimmy toll-free, 855-567-STAR. You can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He's going to take personal care of you, and you're going to get the guaranteed lowest price Lincoln will allow on whatever model you choose. Drive the Star. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR. Email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com.
The top five booze buyers in Ferndale.
In Ferndale?
In Ferndale. The Woodward Imperial.
I was going to say Imperial. That's the old post.
I wouldn't.
That place is always packed.
It is packed. You're right.
That's good.
You've been drinking as long as me, and you build up a tolerance.
That's where I got my Public Urination ticket.
Oh, is that right?
I was outside the old post, yeah.
Very
proud.
Bosco Lounge.
Oh, wow, Bosco.
Yeah, Bosco. It's funny. I kind of forgot about Bosco, but there they sit. And I've only been in there a couple times, and it looked like, I don't know, I think people were too dressed up for me or something.
It was just kind of.
It was a little
uptight.
It looked a little.
Was it too hip?
Maybe it was too hip. Yeah. Oda Supply.
Yeah, not surprised.
Rosie O'Grady's.
Mm. That should be. I'm shocked. That's
I know.
Not
I thought that would be
one.
Higher.
Yeah.
I thought so for sure. And the Ferndale Public House. And then Royal Oak.
I'm surprised One Eye Betty's isn't on there.
No.
Is this for all alcohol or just liquor?
It's for top five liquor buyers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just more of a bar.
Drink. Royal Oak, I think. We can take
Mesa.
A guess. No, Mesa's not in the top five. Disappointing.
I don't even know what would be number one of Royal Oak.
Fifth Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth Avenue's kind of okay. He's getting a little crazy over there.
Yeah.
O'Toole's Tavern. The Maury is third.
So.
We helped out with that.
Yeah, that's
like
you know,
that
I've
place.
Been meaning to go back.
That place was really hip.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Mr. B's.
No, of course.
And 526 Main and Tequila Blue. Is that on the other side of 11 Mile? Is that north of 11 Mile?
No. That's the south part of the strip.
Okay.
Where Black Rock used to be.
Oh. Yeah, I can't believe that. That place was busy as hell. How did that place blow up?
Black Rock?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the rent was too high or something.
Too damn high? There's also another story in Royal Oak that needs to be addressed. That Channel 4 is just a story on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Why is this a story?
He's got weird glasses.
Did you see this? When it was up on the TV?
Negative.
Yeah. First, Devin wants to tell you how to vote.
Birmingham first, though. Market North End, number one. 220 Merrill, always high. Churchill's Bistro, Cigar Bar.
Ooh.
Big Rock and the Townsend.
Ooh.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
I see a big piano, and I don't know what this is about.
Police are trying to figure out who destroyed a very popular musical instrument that sits in the middle of downtown. Local 4's Larry Spruill shows you what this public piano means for the city and why many people are upset that it's been silenced. Yeah.
This piano was pretty popular here in downtown Royal Oak.
Popular.
Many call it the musical heartbeat of the city. A lot of people will come by and tickle the ivory, so to speak, but that sound is no more
someone
vandalized this piano.
What?
Now police are trying to figure
out. Now he's standing next to the piano. What's wrong with it?
Right. Looks like it would play. What, it can't be played, or it's just too... It's too graffitied to play.
No, it's...
Chick claims to be a semi-professional pianist, but sounds more like Liberace taking a dump on a chalkboard.
By the way, is that really the musical heart of Royal Oak? Is that a bit of an exaggeration, possibly?
Yeah.
A bit.
Route, who's responsible? It's hard to walk by this piano without at least hitting one note.
No, it's not. I do it all the time.
Or playing a whole song.
You never know how many people play music in our society by them just walking down the street. But if you put a piano out, you see tons and tons of people that have musical skills inside of them.
Jason Gittinger with the Royal Oak Commission for the Arts tells me that's the point of this old piano, yet full of character.
Oh, you suck, kid.
But recently, somebody vandalized the piano.
Apparently, somebody took it upon themselves to sabotage this piano and make it unplayable by gluing all of the keys.
Oh,
all of the white keys are glued stuck, leaving only the black keys to play. Even the bench you sit on is
Maybe
gone.
Maybe the black keys did it.
Ginger tells me they tried to save the piano and the memories left here.
That's the challenging part is some people have left their mark on this piano, and that's going to have to go in the garbage, which is horrible.
That's
horrible and just despicable.
Oh, bring Paul McCartney
there
back.
There is some good news. Or
it's
good
going at the Motown Museum.
At the end of this sad song.
The good part is we are not short of people wanting to donate pianos to us to put on the streets. So we'll have another piano.
So another one can get trashed?
And, of course, if you know anything about this, you're asked to call the Royal Oak Police Department. Reporting in
is
Royal Oak.
Is a public
Oak,
piano
Spruill,
that important?
Local 4.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
See you on Friday.
How ridiculous.
They should just leave it and they can only play songs that you can do on black keys.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen. It was going to be the happy ending. Was people are learning to play the black keys only now.
Black keys.
I just spent 2 minutes on a public piano being vandalized.
Yeah. Are we news starved?
Yeah.
Are we starving?
Yeah.
Is there nothing really to cover? Nothing?
Not really.
Absolutely nothing?
Bang.
Hmm.
Okay. Be on the lookout for what? I'll never know.
Well,
whoever those people are.
Okay, I was reading about, I was talking about stars, you know, this has been on the theme the last couple of days. The Ethan Hawke story in the Daily Mirror was, I don't know, I'm not really sure what he was trying to, well, I know what he's trying to say, poor me.
Boo-hoo.
I don't think it came across very well, though, judging from the comments. It's a story about how his life fell apart after his divorce from Uma Thurman.
Why did they get divorced?
Was it infidelity on his part? Yeah, I think it was his fault. I think he kind of takes the blame for it, too. But he seems to be whining that he has to pay her alimony and he has to do commercial work to keep supporting his kids and Uma. And I'm trying to figure out, he's been divorced 15 years. Why is he still paying alimony to Uma Thurman? Is that because Harvey Weinstein blacklisted her so she can't find work? So
yeah, why does he?
Well,
she found work after that.
He's worth 55. She's worth 45 mil.
Kill bills.
Not according to the story.
Wait, how much is he worth?
According to my sources.
Celebrity.
Yeah, which you know. Is that worth?
How much is
it? Yeah, I don't know. I thought the same thing when I read the story. I'm like, wait, really? Are we really worried about Ethan Hawke paying his bills?
I don't like that he spells his name with an E at the end of Hawk either.
That's annoying. How pretentious. Everything about him is pretentious and annoying, isn't it, really? From the Reality Bites character forward.
Yes, I hate that fucking character.
You know, he's such an asshole.
That is Ethan Hawke in my mind.
I totally feel the same way, and it bothers me that Winona Ryder went for him.
Because frankly, that guy in that movie would have done all the before movies, the before sunset, before midnight, before sunrise movies, which are very pretentious.
You didn't like Training Day?
I did like Training Day.
That's a different Ethan Hawke. That's one without an E at the end.
So what are the POS movies that he had to do that he hates?
Boyhood?
Yeah, Boyhood. And the worst. I think Training Day. I think he's suggesting that he had to do Training Day to pay
the bills. He would hate the fact that he did Training Day.
He does. No, he does. He's totally pissed. And he says,
why?
And now I'm the dad in movies. I guess because of Boyhood now, he's the dad.
Both were critically acclaimed.
Did he want to be the boy?
47,
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's been cranking out like 5 films a year.
Yeah, the money part of this doesn't make any sense to me. He has to be loaded. How can he be struggling to pay alimony to Uma Thurman? And by the way, why isn't she working? What has she done lately?
She got hurt in Kill Bill.
With the car accident. That's
boy, do they have a cute daughter, by the way. Doesn't this daughter look like Uma?
Oh,
amazingly like Uma.
Yeah, why does he have to support her? She looks like she's old enough.
Which one's that?
Yeah, I think she's 20.
Oh, I didn't realize he married the nanny.
Yes, he did marry the nanny.
How's the nanny doing?
She's pretty hot.
I think Uma's hotter,
is he
actually.
Still married to her?
Uma's just really? Older. Well, Uma's older.
Uma's got 4 films coming out this year, too.
So
but she hasn't had a film since 2015, so... she took a little hiatus, but now she's got The Con Is On, The House That Jack Built, The War With Grandpa, and Down a Dark Hole.
Those sound like they'll all bomb. Straight to video.
Those all sound like fake movie names, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
The War With Grandpa.
She's got a new TV show coming up called Chambers.
She's doing TV. Oh! Ooh! Actually, you know, she'll be doing commercials like Ethan Hawke.
The former couple share 2 children, 16-year-old Levon. Shut up. No, that's not his name.
He's got to be named
Can
after
we have
Levon.
A petition to change Levon's name to Bob?
Is it Levon Hawke?
Fuck Levon. Yes, Hawkey. Levon Hawke.
That's kind of cool.
Fucking asshole. I guarantee you he's going to be an asshole just because he's named Levon. And a 20-year-old daughter named Maya. Oh.
Levon, this is war like a crown.
I think Levon Hawke should be forced to sell cartoon balloons in town. Forced occupation. Another petition.
Next thing you know, Ethan Hawke is going to be selling...
I'm starting a petition to force him to do that, along with signing the petition to make What's-Her-Face kill herself, Demi Lovato.
It's worse than Levon...
I'm bringing that petition back.
Levon's whole name is Levon Rowan Thurman Hawke.
Rowan?
How's it spelled?
R-O-A-N.
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 Yeah, where did Roan. You come up with these names?
Roan, if you want to.
Hawke insisted he never wanted and still doesn't want to make films just to make money.
Oh,
he
what
admitted
a dick.
He is now forced to do commercial films to pay alimony. My best movies are not the ones that paid me. The Before Trilogy, Boyhood, First Reformed, Dead Poets Society. But I'm 47. I pay my alimony with my acting. I pay my kids' health insurance with my acting. I pay everybody's tuition with my acting. Cool. I'm helping various charities with my acting. Ooh!
Stop helping charities
if you need money.
I've become a professional. I never wanted to be a professional. I hate professionals.
Why? He said, I hate professionals.
Yes. He admitted once wondering if he would have a viable career as the movies he liked to do, which indeed were either critical or cult successes or both, did not make an impact financially. I kind of a frustrating experience because despite doing some work like Gattaca, Reality Bites, Before Sunrise, I'd kind of done indie punk rock version of Hamlet. Oh, shut up.
Sure, that was cool.
So I was doing work that I liked, but nothing I was doing was making any kind of mark in a commercial environment. And to say I cared would be a vast overstatement because I really didn't care. Ooh.
I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
I wondered whether there was going to be a place for me. It's not like, oh, now I want to start making zombie movies by the dozen. I didn't want to be a commercial success. That wasn't something I aspired to.
Jeez.
I wanted to make art I was proud of, and it spoke to me personally. I wanted to be connected to something that felt authentic.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
I like the purge.
No wonder he pulls all these chicks. He uses the word authentic. And I was doing that, but it wasn't working in a commercial way. And that was confusing. Oh, my God. He's so confused. We need a hot chick to fix him. Despite his early success, pre-training, A-Hawk was forced to audition.
Oh, no.
And even that's when he could get an audition. I was in a unique position, which is that I was only 30 and I was washed up. All my friends were auditioning for Saving Private Ryan. I couldn't even get an audition because they knew me and didn't want me.
He would hate being in that, too.
I would have thought. All these other guys were getting out of theater school, like the Ben Afflecks of the world, the Matt Damons. All those guys were finding their voice and coming into their own.
That's right, because Damon is Private Ryan. He could have been Damon.
Matt Damon.
Wow, man, I'm starting to agree with him.
But then Training Day comes out, and the perception around me takes on a new energy. And then Boyhood comes out. All of a sudden, you're everybody's fucking dad.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Why did Training Day make him... Why was that a turning point?
Everybody loves Training Day.
I loves Training Day, and there wasn't...
Was it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Well, wasn't,
he
no.
was nominated for it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was Denzel was, too, I think.
Supporting actor.
It's a good movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does have one flick I'm actually excited... That's coming out soon. It's a Billy the Kid movie, but it's got a good cast. It's got
like a new movie and stuff.
He was Chris Pratt. It's got Baldwin.
Wait,
does it have Casper Van Diem in it?
No, he's busy making the 8th installment of Starship Troopers. Oh, Dick,
great! Can't wait.
He was in Magnificent Seven too.
He was, which I haven't seen yet. I want to see that one. I like westerns
with Chris Pratt actually, so that's weird.
They're probably besties.
Maybe.
He's going to hate it, though.
I did like
Gattaca. I want to see that movie. I want to see that.
We used to have to watch Gattaca in school. That was a really cool flick.
I really thought that...
had Jude Law in it.
Seeing all those people on Cameo really says something, doesn't it?
Why doesn't Ethan Hawke go on Cameo?
I think that's too commercial for him.
I just want to say hi to Tim. Happy birthday, Tim. It's Ethan Hawke.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I've turned
so intense.
How could he make that cool?
You know, I always confuse Ethan Hawke with is Stephen Dorff.
Me too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I was just thinking, didn't Ethan Hawke do commercials
Blue
for e-cigarettes? Yeah. No, that's
no.
It's the other guy, right?
Dorff.
Stephen the Dorff Dorfman.
Wasn't Dorff a vampire too?
Dorff was the little dude. Like Dorff does golf and stuff like that, right?
Well, that was Tim Conway.
Oh.
Dorff on golf.
How are we going to keep all these people's alimony and mortgages paid? How will we do it?
I don't know. I
think a lot more will end up on Cameo.
Why do you suppose Patrick Stewart had to go back to Star Trek on TV?
That's a great question.
I think he likes it.
He doesn't have alimony or anything like
that. X-Men's over with.
I know. Well, that's what Zeus was saying, that maybe his Professor X money ran out.
Come on. Well, he's got to have tons of money. I think he just likes doing it.
Yeah, he probably does. I mean... A lot of those guys, though, this is what I can't believe. There was another story I was reading today. I don't think it was the hockey story, but it was another one.
By the way, Stephen Dorff, extra F at the end of his name, too. That's another reason.
All right.
Dorff. Stephen Dorff.
Steve Dorff.
They were talking about how De Niro has been making movies for money because he has a big lifestyle. And I guess, I don't know, what kind of fucking lifestyle these people have? I mean, seriously, how much money do they fucking need?
Doesn't he own, like, half of Tribeca?
I thought he did.
So I think they just own too much shit.
Yeah, they do.
Too many payments.
They make dumb
sell
investments.
It.
Yeah, you could, but you have to get ahead of it. You have to sell it.
Yeah, before you lose
all leverage. All of a sudden you're making movies for, like, The Intern. I thought that was sad.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
it's almost as sad as that documentary when he shows up to meet the three boys that were locked away forever.
Oh, boy.
Do you know that story?
Yeah, Trudy? Yeah. We were talking about the Netflix documentary, the guys that, the wolf something.
The wolf pack.
Yeah,
do you know
pack.
That story, Trudy?
No.
These three guys were locked away in the room.
It was more than three.
Oh, it was more than three?
It was a whole family of kids.
Okay. And they made a documentary on them in 2020 did the story. Why were they locked away? Why did the dad keep them hidden?
Dad was just weird. He just didn't want them to go anywhere. He's afraid of the world or something. I don't know.
So they watched.
The dad whenever the fuck he wanted, but the kids couldn't go anywhere.
So, they watched movies, and they would reenact movies. And that was their only connection to society. And, of course, their favorite actor was De Niro. So then 2020 has a dinner with the family, and Bob De Niro shows up.
Swings in.
Gee, it's not awkward in the slightest.
Yeah, they have no social skills whatsoever.
So stupid.
There's six of them.
Oh, I think I do remember this. This was in conjunction with a story about...
it's a good documentary. It's not bad.
The weird kids in California.
Yeah.
Oh, with House Elvis. Of Horror.
Terps kids. The Turpins.
Here's the video. Wait, watch when the Wolfpack brothers meet De Niro. Oh, I got to find it. Hang on.
Oh, did you see a massive highway explosion, Brandon?
Yeah,
whoa.
That was really insane.
Shit.
Cool.
I know. That's the first thing I thought, Mark, was cool.
Is anybody
oh,
dead?
Shit, I wonder if anybody died.
Oh, my God. The Wolfpack, they redid Goodfellas.
Yeah. I think we need to see the Wolfpack Productions. They were in the apartment. They made costumes and stuff.
Are they Native American?
They are, yeah. Are they Hispanic, maybe? Half.
There's the best of De Niro presented by the Wolfpack.
There's some ethnicity there. That's all I know.
You can play it.
They sort of look like Ethan Hawke and his genre of actors back in the day.
Ethan Hawke and Stephen Dorff.
He's bothering me. Why didn't you make your payment last week?
What are you talking about? I made my payments last Tuesday. What are you talking about?
You paid him last week?
Yeah, I paid him last week. And what'd he say? I didn't pay him? He's a f***ing liar. Where is he?
You paid him?
Yeah,
I to God they do this
week.
Boy's life.
Yeah. Last Tuesday.
Yeah. Charlie, you don't know.
All right, here's Goodfellas.
Oh, good. The Pesci scene?
You're about to learn the two most important things in your life. Never rat on your friends.
See Leota, or?
Always keep your mouth
shut. Did he draw on a mole?
Talk that way.
Probably.
Wow. They have the set decoration and everything.
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah, that was my car. Great seeing you, Jimmy.
Talk. Wait, didn't I talk to you before? Didn't I tell you not to get anything to attract the...
It's all right. It's a wedding gift. It's under my mother's name. I just got married.
John. What are you, nuts? What's the matter with you?
What are you getting excited for?
What am I getting excited for? I get a million f***ing bulls out there and you're going to get us all pinched. What do you mean? What the f***?
I love that there's so
you?
Many brothers, there's extras.
What's the matter?
In the background.
That's the bar scene.
I know.
It's Christmas at the bar, remember?
Yes.
Isn't what did the I shine
tell
kit
you?
Coming?
What did I tell you? Don't buy
anything.
What's
the shine kit thing?
You all right? Don't buy anything.
Here's how they stab him in the eye.
Here's analyze this.
Oh, I want to see this.
You.
God, they even had to watch bad De Niro movies.
You're very good.
Next
you.
Movie, please.
Okay, I'm looking for it. Taxi Driver.
Yes.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all the scum off the streets.
How come this guy gets to play Bob in every film?
He's the oldest brother.
Dude, I'm talking about you. Are you talking
no,
about
that's
me?
I was waiting for some good Travis Bickle.
Oh, have a good time, man.
You talking
catch
to me?
You later, copper. What'd you say?
Oh, it's the
catch
cartel,
you later,
yeah.
Copper. I'm no cop.
Needs well, a haircut.
You are. It's entrapment already.
Is
that a girl? I guess it's like
funny,
Python. They have to, or Benny Hill. They have to use all guys.
Go ahead, man. I just have a good time. Enjoy.
He does a good card, Harvey cartel.
No sisters?
You're a funny guy.
Needs a haircut.
Well, looks on everything, huh? Right.
I'm
on,
really
have
amazed that
time.
De Niro met with
enjoy.
Him.
Okay.
I just
actually,
think
they're kind of interesting.
No, they are. I'm just surprised Robert De Niro met with them.
Yeah, right.
And you think
he
would go?
There's money, probably.
I'm in a meeting. So sleepy.
I don't know. I think he picks out things that are. Good causes here and there.
I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
I think you wanted a free meal.
So no, I'm still sleeping.
2020 was paying for the meal.
Back to this whole thing about Ethan Hawke and these poor people and how are they going to get by. Can you believe, I still can't get over Charlie Sheen being out of money. Doesn't that seem impossible?
Yes.
I mean, there's not enough crack to smoke to blow. He made $2 million an episode.
It does not seem impossible to me. It just doesn't seem impossible to me.
I know, and he seemed to
like
spend his money wisely.
Over it.
Well, okay, we know he wasted some money.
He bought
a lot
of crap. A bunch of people.
He bought a lot of memorabilia. Like he had the Babe Ruth bat, and he had the Bill Buckner ball.
Yep. Memorabilia.
But that stuff's worth money. I mean, it sounds crazy to buy it for big bucks.
He probably doesn't want to give that up until the bitter end.
Did he sell it?
I think he did. You know what? He did sell it.
Yeah.
I guess that was the sign. But I would love, I think it would be fun to look at, through his
forensic account.
Yes. Yeah. And see where all that money went.
I know where it went.
And I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go.
How many episodes did he do? And he's making $2 million?
He was on, that show was going for years, wasn't it?
What a tough show.
He was making like 20, they make 20 episodes a year. He's making like $40 million a year for
262 total episodes, and the majority of those are obviously with Charlie.
He wasn't making it the entire time,
No, not the entire
time. Okay, so
at the end, I think he was making more than $2 million an episode.
So he pays the government half. Well, yeah. He lives in California, well, that's, so you know, maybe more.
That's funny. I forgot who tells the story. But
plus his agent.
They were talking about playing poker with Boomer Esiason, and I think they were saying, well, you know, of course you don't have to worry. There were some really big pots, and a couple of the other players were complaining, and it's like, that's easy for you. You make $500,000 every 2 weeks. And he's like, that's only in season. But I still don't know. He had to have blown so much money out his ass. I just can't figure out what could you spend that much money on?
Well, he paid the, you know, mothers of his children a lot of child support.
That's a few million bucks.
How many
he
houses?
Makes $2 million a week. Makes $2 million a week.
She had a house. Denise had a house. Did the other one have a house?
He paid that crazy doctor a lot of money.
That's true.
The one who tried to get rid of his AIDS, that he's really pissed at, that guy.
Oh, that guy. Well, yeah. That's a few bucks.
And he had AIDS.
Whores and crack rocks just don't cost that much.
No.
Uh-uh. What I couldn't
give
get over,
seats either.
I couldn't get over that he has a mortgage on his house. When you're making $2 million a week,
yeah,
I would think you just pay cash for your house.
Yeah.
He paid $7 million for it. That's 3.5 episodes. Yeah, I got to do this. I'm working this month to buy my house.
His account must have ripped him off.
Those people do get ripped off a lot.
Oh, it's, yeah.
You think they would have just a little curiosity? But how far are we, Brandon? I'm getting
something
exhausted.
Like really? See Kimmel on CBS Sunday.
8 hours the dental chair.
Yeah,
it's like an hour
running.
In.
What, an hour? No way.
Not that far.
Hour 15, hour 20.
God, this is longer than the dentist appointment.
The Wolfpack reminded me, did you see the 11 kids on that cool compound in New Mexico?
Oh, God, Jesus.
Yeah,
what the hell?
I just saw the headline of the story. They were... What?
I don't know how they got the note out. They got a note out that said they were starving. They had no food and water.
Yeah, where did they threw it over the gate into the sand?
I guess. I don't know.
Miles
around. I don't know how they got it out.
Maybe it blew into town.
And they found it.
Who's holding them?
Two dudes, and one guy was wanted because he kidnapped his own 3-year-old. And nobody knows where 3-year-old is. But the compound, no electricity.
Who are the 11 kids?
No running water, which all I can think of is... Where'd they take a dump?
Gross.
In the sand? It's
probably
a giant
one of those tires.
Box.
They made a tire toilet, because saw it,
right.
They had a lot of old tires holding down the tents.
A wall of tires.
Yeah.
Like the Great Wall of China, only tires.
Wooden pallets. Seems makeshift trailer.
Wouldn't be that hard to get out.
And three women were there. So you know these two dudes were banging them all the time.
Didn't they try to intimate that these were all in various degrees relatives, children, or something of theirs?
What else do you think they had in the compound? Anyone care to guess?
Wait, let me think.
What would a compound really need that I haven't mentioned yet, that every compound has?
An iPad?
Oh, they're in the middle of nowhere. It's a compound.
It's got to have a security system.
Yeah, they had a cache of guns. They had tons
of course.
Guns.
Yeah, duh.
Right. AR-15s.
Ooh, these pictures are not flattering.
You wouldn't live there?
No.
Why? You don't have to pay rent.
Does anybody have a clean compound?
No.
Neat and tidy compound?
It wouldn't be a compound then. It'd be a, I don't know, a ranch.
What are the most famous compounds? There's Neverland, of course, is a compound.
Well, Waco.
Waco.
Also, the Kennedy compound.
Yeah.
Kennebunkport is a compound.
Kennebunkport, in Maine.
Yeah.
Ruby Ridge.
Yeah, I guess that was a compound.
Dude's house.
Ruby Ridge?
Wasn't it?
It had a menstrual shed.
It was his house. Yeah, it did have a menstrual shed. That's true.
It had guns. What's the definition of a compound?
In Oregon, in Antelope, that was a compound. That was a cool compound for a while.
It had some stuff going for it. And they had lots of guns, too. Yeah. Lots of guns.
Well, you have to. It's a compound. Warren Jeffs, is that considered a compound, that whole area?
Sure.
That whole town is a compound.
Yeah.
That story is amazing. the way they turned the government into basically their income source mm-hmm. by running the town, running the city council.
All the police.
They held every position. Yeah, police. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they even ran off, you know, whenever the media came in, they just run them. The cops just run them off.
And young boys, because old men didn't want That's anybody right. messing with their little girls.
Yep. The 50-year-olds wanted the 14-year-olds, so they had to get the 17- and 20-year-olds. They would just run them out of town.
Was that Latter-day Saints? Or was that a different?
I think that's an offshoot.
I think it was an...
Fundamental Mormonism.
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
Isn't it amazing how long that stuff goes on and no one does anything? It's like Scientology. Can you believe Scientology is still doing what they do?
I know.
Yeah, they're end of assist, man. They're helping people left and right.
Well, didn't they?
By the way, I'm on a total kick. I'm watching all the old Mission Impossibles.
Oh, the movies? They're all good.
Rogue, what is it called? Or no, Ghost Protocol is pretty stupid. That's the one where
out of six, there's like four of them that are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Ghost Protocol made me laugh really hard. That's the one where he's in Dubai and he's running around the building.
Yeah, I know.
Jeremy, what's that guy's name?
The running is so stupid. Jeremy.
Renner.
Yeah. And Mrs. Robin Thicke is in that. Paula Patton.
Oh.
Oh, that's what it was. Tom is now moving to Florida exclusively after
To live in that compound?
Ditched his digs in California.
Really? Yeah, he built some dream Scientology compound.
Oh, he's got the top
floors, doesn't he? He has a compound
now. Yeah.
That's so
cool.
Weird.
Good for him.
Does Travolta have a compound there in Florida?
He does, because he's got his own runway. Heard that over?
Does he live in Jupiter or somewhere?
He lives in Jupiter?
Somewhere. Some of those better-known towns on there. Yeah, he lives in an area where everybody has a plane and there's a runway, and of course, right.
Please welcome neighbors the complain. Wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
The Travolta story is just all the make believe going on. Let's make believe John doesn't have any gayness in him.
Yeah, that he has hair.
Hair.
Let's not ever ask him about any of these sexual assaults on any of these talk shows he goes on. Let's let him present awards. I don't know, aren't we?
That is incredible.
Isn't it really weird? I mean, we know this stuff's going. It's sort of like a more mainstream R. Kelly.
I was going to say, that story never hit the mainstream, did it? Travolta? It was
maybe
in the Inquirer.
Maybe
I don't
not.
Think 2020
no, I
or
think
Dateline ever did a story
too
on it.
Too good a person.
So at least R. Kelly's got him beat there, because that seems to be getting some
it's gotten
a movement.
Plenty.
John, do you take Kelly to be your wife?
I totally do. I mean, yes, absolutely. And I'm going to do stuff to her, too, like touch her. Yeah, touch her and kiss her and touch her penis. I mean, no, not that.
Do you think, you know, in the context of actors, is he a good actor?
Travolta?
Yeah. Or is he just...
He's John Travolta,
John Travolta,
isn't he?
That's the problem.
I don't know. I have a hard time separating Tom Cruise from Tom Cruise anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's the same guy in the movie, pretty much. And we just know too much about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that whole business of...
But that doesn't make sense because of Alec Baldwin, like we were talking about with the new Mission Impossible.
Well, I don't know.
Alec Baldwin
Alec Baldwin's a very good actor. But I think it's getting harder and harder for me to separate Alec Baldwin from his characters.
Tom Cruise is—he's not a very good actor, is he?
Not really. No, he's not.
He just picks really good movies.
Well, he's a good-looking guy, so he got all these great roles.
Yeah. I love Baldwin.
So he likes my hands.
I actually did like Baldwin in My Best Friend's Girl. Do you remember that one? Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Did you see it a double feature with Starship Troopers?
Fucked her within an inch of her life. True story. Up, she hammered her head through the headboard. I flip her over. She screams, give me a
choke. That's not acting.
I play the choir boy. What's that? Star wiped 5 minutes later. She's bucking like an epileptic at a strobe-like convention. Now I'm getting scared. And as I'm working out the 911 phone call in my hand, she goes... like an airbag.
Oh.
Now that's a Tuesday.
You never saw that?
Wow, he's the best whisper talker of any actor too.
Brandon, there's something strange going on in Brandon's brain today.
It really is. Yeah.
Did you see Miami Blues?
Miami Blues.
With Baldwin. One of his early movies.
I don't think I did.
He's a real badass.
I saw Beetlejuice.
He's
great movie.
I love Beetlejuice. It's such a great movie.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is his wife in Miami Blues, and he's just sort of a hustler. Just, I think he robs people, and it's a different kind of role for him. He's just sort of a bad actor, and a really, really, really bad actor. I think he kills somebody in the movie.
Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
Look at Travolta. I forgot Travolta played Robert Shapiro.
Oh, yeah.
His recent year stuff, he just is in big projects, and he's serviceable, isn't he, really?
Yeah.
Did you believe Face Off? Did he make you believe
that? Based on a true story.
Face Off, I still can't get over the whole goodbye thing where they put their hands over their faces like that when they say goodbye. Face. That was just, I couldn't get past that in that movie. That was so weird.
Yeah.
And stupid. Go ahead.
Did you see Kimmel crying on CBS Sunday morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
And?
Of course he's crying.
I expected him to cry. What did you think of the piece?
I loved it, of course, because I love him.
Yeah, I like Jimmy.
And I thought the moment of crying was, you know, I mean, it was provoked by them showing pictures of his kid, Billy, and then talking about other people who we found out would need health care, and that made him cry. And then he actually saved
it. I wish he would not cry so much. I don't like
it's
watching
becoming
people
his hook.
Cry. I know it kind of is.
It's not fake, though.
What?
It's totally not fake.
No, I don't think it's fake at all. But when he's crying over, wasn't he crying over an animal that died in a zoo or something one night? A dolphin or something?
Oh,
speaking of
Am
animals.
I crazy?
Pussy. Did you see the new outrage on social media over a celebrity and animals?
No, now what?
Everybody's mad at The Rock.
What? Why?
The Rock? Nobody's ever mad at The Rock.
Exactly. I'm really heartbroken by this because he went to the Georgia Aquarium.
What? Why? How can he be mad at The Rock for going to the
aquarium?
Because
they're captive animals.
But he has a little kid. He has to chew up time.
Well, don't aquariums do good work and raise money? And
fish don't know where they are.
That's how they justify it. No, of course they don't.
This picture here set everybody off?
He had a bunch of them for supporting animals in captivity.
Oh. Those whales, those beluga whales, are the coolest. They love it too.
Oh,
they
way to support being animals in captivity,
no,
Trudy.
They love being in captivity because they entertain the crap out of me.
And plus, that beluga.
It's home to many weird fish-like creatures.
And that beluga whale wouldn't survive one day in the wild.
It's.
Everybody, so we're here at the Atlanta Aquarium, and as all you guys around the world know, that I am one with creatures and animals
in captivity.
And anything with a heartbeat. This is Katie, and I've been working with Katie for many, many years now. A little something special for
don't
you.
Don't give animals names.
I'll tell Katie how to say my name. Well, okay, that's the inappropriate name. We don't want to share that. That's just between us. Now, the appropriate name, here we go. World's Sexiest Man, DJ.
He's one charismatic motherfucker, isn't he?
He really is. Brandon, stop. Brandon's got the finger pointer tracing his pecs.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was.
He's in trouble for this?
Yeah, on Instagram. It's 2018. Enough is enough.
Oh,
there's so much more knowledge that these animals should not be in tanks.
Wait a minute, though.
Another one.
It helps for them to educate the world.
Children?
Yeah.
Well, that's how people learn about what's in the ocean, because it's not like you can go scuba dive.
You can't go to the ocean and see a beluga whale. No.
Another claim, they were devastated by the post, saying, "Shame on you, Rock. You have the opportunity to educate folks on how cruel it is to exploit an innocent being, yet you make a joke out of their imprisonment. How devastating."
I'd be willing to bet if you let that seal out the front door, it would come back.
Yeah, he loves it there, man. It's like living in a mansion.
For the mackerel?
Is it really going to do that much better somewhere else?
No.
Why? I can't believe that people, especially celebrities, are still promoting animals in captivity. Shame on you, dude.
Dude.
Fourth user just put, disgraceful to support this. 7 exclamation points. Hashtag empty the tanks.
One of these days, we're just going to have a shame-free show. I don't know if there will be a show, but we'll try.
I don't know how you can even get mad at this. It's so dumb.
By the way, Sarah sent me something today. She said, "Here's something that won't be in Brandon's prep." And she sent me a story about Sarah. Wait, was it Sarah that sent me? No, Tammy? Tamara?
Think of a Tammy.
You know who you are. She sends me stuff from time to time. Anyway, it's about Sarah Jong, the New York Times editorial board member.
Oh, right, yeah.
All the nasty tweets about white people. She hates white people, and she hates New York Times.
Yeah.
She hates her employer.
She tweeted the bejesus out of what fuckfaces New York Times were for a long time. At the same time, she was trashing white people and some really pretty rough tweets. Wasn't your was it in your prep what Candace Owens did?
Probably not.
Okay. Oh.
Candace Owens. Owens is Kanye West's right-hand woman.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that was when he was saying Trump is his friend.
Oh, right.
And he got all that shit. He was hanging out with her, and she's sort of a politically incorrect black woman.
Yeah.
Who's trying to say, you know, enough of the victimhood stuff. Let's move forward.
Uh-huh.
And she, of course, got trashed for that. But anyway, she took all of Sarah Jong's tweets, which the New York Times has said, oh, those are okay. She's responding to harassment because she's Asian, and so she gets a lot of shit.
Whoa.
She changed white men in Sarah Jong's tweets to blacks.
Right.
And sent out the same tweets. And Twitter dropped her. She's saying, oh, so it's okay to say this about white men, but you can't say it about blacks.
She got reported, so and then they put her back on once they realized what happened.
Yeah, once they realized they had to be, they apologized too.
Well, just interesting.
It's
though.
It's not a human being. It's once again, it's an algorithm.
Yeah, of course it is.
Of course.
Kellen Winslow.
This story's insane.
Yeah, this story is taking a lot of weird turns.
I was really worried he was going to get off.
I know. I'm still worried he's going to get off.
Because of his makeover.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of him, and I'm like, is that really Kellen Winslow?
He had a great makeover.
The witness known
as... Genius!
He should be on The Swan.
The witness known as Jane Doe 2. Whatever happened to The Swan? That was a great
show. Bring it back.
I love it.
I love The Swan.
Bring it back, along with that one where people turned off their lights. The dating one.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show.
Love that show.
Yeah, what happened to that show? And the briefcases, that's coming. The briefcases are coming back.
What's that?
Remember the briefcases
let's make a deal.
The money?
Let's make a deal?
Yeah, no.
Howie Mandel. Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal, yeah. That was a good
show. That's how Meghan Markle got her start.
Oh, yeah, holding a briefcase.
She's going to meet with her dad privately.
Tom claimed that she always held number 24. Do you remember that?
No.
And then we found that there's plenty of pictures of her holding other numbers.
Well.
Silly.
I don't think Tom really watched that.
Hashtag girl power.
The witness known as Jane Doe 2 moved close to the microphone when she was asked to speak up today in the courtroom where Kellen Winslow II is accused of being a serial rapist. One of his attorneys asked the 58-year-old homeless woman about having testified Winslow choked her during sexual intercourse. It wasn't intercourse. It was rape. You need to use your words correctly, sir.
Nice getting owned by a homeless witness, Mr. Fancy Pants lawyer.
Winslow has pleaded not guilty to all charges. By the way, his family supports him. His wife supports him. He's got all kinds of support. Guy's been caught beating off in public twice, and he's accused of 4 rapes. He was seen entering a home that was not his, not even in his neighborhood, and the next-door neighbor went over and said, "What are you doing here?" as he was leaving, and he said, "I was looking for my dog." And it turned out it was total bullshit. They pulled him over a block away. Something is way off with this guy. It's probably CTE.
He's a soldier. Remember his soldier ring?
Oh, yeah. Both the homeless women testified they rejected Winslow's offer of $50 for sex. When one of Winslow's attorneys asked Jane Doe 2 why she waited until shortly before the pretrial hearing before disclosing the money for sex offer, she said she forgot.
$50?
What does it have to do with rape, sir? She said, "I'm the victim." Early in the day, under questioning by the district attorney, Jane Doe 2 said she and Winslow met 7.5 months ago and saw each other periodically afterwards. The first time, the woman said she was walking toward a homeless shelter in Encinitas, where Winslow wins. He pulled over in his black Hummer, offered her a ride, and she accepted. "Very friendly, very nice," she said, her impressions, but she also noted she was offended when he later offered her money for sex and regained her trust when over time he repeatedly asked how she was doing and if she needed food.
So was he trying to groom
a homeless? It sounds like that. But she said she encountered a much different Winslow May 13th. After Mother's Day with a friend, Jane Doe 2 testified she was at a transit station in Encinitas between 8 and 9 when Winslow pulled up in his Hummer. He offered to take her for coffee. She accepted. "At that time, I felt safe, but minutes into the ride," she testified, "she grew uneasy. Kept asking him questions, and it was like he didn't want to answer."
weird.
Made a quick U-turn, pulled the Hummer over the shoulder of the road, and the woman said she feared for her life. I said, no, please don't do this. I said it four times. Woman said Winslow responded by saying something along the lines of, it's a done deal. Moments later, Winslow pulled her out of the car by her wrists and raped her. When she screamed in pain, Winslow choked her and said, if you scream, I will kill you. In high school, Winslow was known in part for his temper. His senior in 2001, he was sued for $3 million by a classmate who said Winslow kicked and punched him in the face, resulting in a broken jaw, an eye injury, and head injuries.
Have you ever heard of that story?
No, I never heard that.
I didn't either.
Matter was settled out of court. Of course, he's got a very rich father, Kellen Winslow Sr., played in the NFL for a long time. DuGuzman, a competitive cyclist, said he was struck by Winslow's easygoing nature in 2014 when they saw each other at a bike race and got reacquainted. Mm-hmm. So they rode together a few times and stayed in touch for about a year. He recalled ordering Winslow a bike, and that when delivery was delayed, there was no sign of Winslow's old temper. He was very patient.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world, not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
It seems that his father's had a history of restraining orders.
Yeah, that's a wild story.
Kellen Winslow Sr. filed for divorce in 1983. Records in the case file show. That's right around the time he was collapsing on the field over and over, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And he had
around
to be,
that time?
He had to be carried off a little bit after.
Multiple times. And carried back on.
Yeah. I just picture him being carried into the courtroom. Back out.
Records show Katrina Winslow accused him of assault. The incident took place May 28, 83, when Winslow Sr. arrived at the family residence without notice and told her he intended to move the furniture out into his new residence. It is true I became upset when he allowed the movers to begin moving the furniture, Katrina stated. I did throw an iron and a brick. However, his television set was never broken. It must be kept in mind the petitioner undertook to make this move in a residence in which I was living at a time
when
I was...
Hey, when do you get a brick to throw brick? Like when you're in a fight. They just have a throwing brick laying
maybe
around.
Maybe she bought a brick like Tom Masway did by Comerica Park. Or
yeah, but
Elsia.
That's still in the ground.
That's true.
I mean, who has a brick just laying around?
I'm just trying to think of anybody that owns a brick.
Like Kevorkian brick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know where that got to
partially
either.
Partially furnished apartment?
Yep. But go on.
He was. She was 7.5 months pregnant when this took place. He pushed me to the floor on several occasions at me. Held me there to stop me from preventing the movers from taking the furniture. I ended up with several bruises about my body. Now, it's just interesting. Here we have, a violent person who just, his father pays off the kid, and there's no record, there's no police activity, just a nice little check, fat check, and he can go on to do other violent things and not suffer because he's never been charged. Then playing for the Jets in 2013 outside a Target store, a woman called police said she reportedly saw him masturbating in his vehicle. Two open containers of Vaseline were on the center console.
Once again, two?
Two. But he said, I wasn't masturbating.
Maybe the small ones, the tiny little glass ones.
But how hung is he that he needs two?
Oh, yeah.
Eesh. What a mess, too. Gross.
Then 9 days later, exposed himself to a 55-year-old woman who was gardening. He took a 19-mile bike ride, logged in his verified account on the Strava fitness tracking app the same day. And the fitness
what a
shows
dope.
He passed the street on which the alleged victim lived.
And then he slowed down.
She said he arrived by bike and was wearing cyclist-style clothes.
Cool.
Phase three misdemeanors, one for exposing himself, two trespassing charges. He posted $2 million bail after the rape charges.
Well, that's what's interesting. He can post bail and go live in his mansion and be fine in that homeless rape victim is back on the streets. Which I guess that's where they would have been anyway if he didn't commit the crime.
This is really...
Great guy.
This guy isn't put away for life. I don't. Something is really, really wrong. I think he's going to get a plea or something.
Who's the jury going to believe?
Well, it sounded like she was a good witness.
Yeah, but you know,
check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty.
Yeah.
Peace.
They'll just say, oh, homeless woman. She's in it for money from this rich former athlete.
They always say that.
He was trying to help her. He was giving her rides to places.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it's going to be cast.
Yeah, we'll see. There's four cases.
Yeah,
are they trying them individually or are they trying them all as one? They should try them individually so they can keep trying them until they get it right.
Because two different witnesses were on the stand.
Yeah. Well, today, I did August 5th yesterday. Someone did August 6th today, even though Tuesday is the 7th.
Okay. Today's the day Mrs. Garrett died.
Oh, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, no, Sunday.
Were you a fan?
No, I never watched that.
I was. That's what I named my daughter after.
Oh, Charlotte.
Your daughter's name Mrs. Garrett?
No, Charlotte. Charlotte Ray was a real name, not Edna Garrett.
Edna Garrett was old.
I liked her when she was on Different Strokes. Not so. I didn't care for Facts of Life so much.
Facts of Life coming back, did I hear?
I thought I heard that and other.
You know, cheesy. I was reading about all these reboots, and apparently the feeling is that a lot of people know the original shows. To start a new show, you can only get so big a niche, you know, unless you really get lucky. So they figure, hey, even a shitty old show rebooted, if it draws half its original audience, it draws more than a new show.
Sure, and you don't have to work that hard on the concept.
Nothing, but yeah, you don't have to work. Yeah, that's right. It's cheaper.
Magnum P.I. Did you see the...
They're coming back?
Yes.
Really? Yeah,
of course it is. Wait, but where is...
what, a movie or a show?
I saw the promo for it. As a TV show.
Oh.
With some new dude who... I'm like, hey, he doesn't look... I know that he's not going to look...
Who's playing Higgins?
You can't do that without Tom Selleck.
Like Tom Selleck, but still, he doesn't look anything like Tom Selleck.
Higgins,
you know?
Is dead. Isn't he?
Yeah.
Man, how far in are we?
10 minutes after.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Are we 2 hours yet?
No, not even close.
No, what? No, we mean
not even close.
If you want. How far in are we?
140.
What about Sri Thanadar?
Oh, great guy.
Oh, I don't know this story. What's the story with Sri, the Shriester?
Well, which one?
Yeah, there are a couple in Brandon's Prep.
I saw it in Brandon's Prep, but I didn't read it.
From the Detroit News. The activist who endorsed him for governor paid campaign consultants...
It's that former rep that was on AM 910, the superstation, was getting paid by him. What didn't disclose any of it on the air. And then another host, Steve Neveling.
Paid to do the show?
No, paid to work for Shree. And, of course, he was talking about how great Shree is on AM 910.
To their 11 listeners?
Well, yeah. Still.
Did he give equal time?
No, that's the problem. As soon as the station found out, they blew him out of his non-paying job. But Steve Neveling from Motor City Muckraker, who also has a show on there, called him out on it on the air. It was actually kind of interesting that happened.
Yeah,
I can't remember. What is that guy's name? And Shree's also used those church too, like Horace Sheffield's church, and pays them. So he's just paying to get those votes.
Station owner Kevin Adele said that AM 910 had directed hosts to tell the management about the campaign connections. Thanadar wanted to give him money on the side.
Yeah.
And Kevin said, he thought it was some sort of maitre d' at a restaurant, that he could grease my palms and get a better table.
Ooh. He's used to arranging things.
Well, Shree, get a hold of me and I'll talk about how great you'll be a governor for this state.
Well, you better hurry, because tomorrow's the primary.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, it's big Shree. Big.
What's the, has there been a poll or two?
She's what? Gretchen Whitmer in the damn road's way ahead.
Is she?
Of everybody?
She,
last poll I said, it was her, then Shree, then
Abdul. I thought the Shreester was up there.
It was her, then Shree, then Abdul. I wonder if he's making gains since Bernie's in town stumping for him.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to lose her mind if she can't fix those damn roads.
I saw a lot of that Bernie stuff all over social media this morning.
Yeah, but that doesn't... I don't know if that means... Nobody knows who he is.
They fixed Drew's damn road.
Yeah, they did.
Slow down.
When can we park on this road again?
No, I think they have to do one more layer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's much better than it was yesterday.
Did I tell you that I called the city about it?
No.
When I was making the mile walk to your house, and they have the, they have the signs that say, if you have questions, call the city building department or whatever. So I called, and this was last week, because they had the signs up. You can't park on Drew's Road between 7 and 7 because of road work.
If the road is your road.
Yeah, and so the first day, those signs were up, we didn't park, but they didn't do anything. And the second day, they didn't do anything. So I called, and I was like, when are they doing it, and what are they doing? Because I was kind of curious. It's like, when we can park? She goes, well, they put the signs up. And I said, oh, that's cool, because they haven't done anything in 3 days that these signs have been up.
And?
She goes, well, it's a contractor, and she just wanted to get rid of me.
Well, we were shut.
But it's bullshit.
We were shut down last year. Why didn't they do it last year when we were shut down?
I don't know. And why can't you just put the signs up 10 minutes before you start the work?
I don't know.
And then, I guess if there's cars on the street, maybe.
It was a fun walk today with the rain.
And the heat.
I apologize for all the inconvenience.
Thank you.
I brought an umbrella.
The street is.
It was great.
You had an umbrella?
An umbrella?
Yeah.
Wow, you are soft.
To keep your pussy from getting
wet? You softened up since that hangover.
Well, I didn't want to get my... I got a bag full of computers, two computers. You think I want to get those soaked?
What, was the bag open?
Did you check the forecast? Do you check the forecast every morning to see if you need your umbrella?
I always have an umbrella in the vehicle just in case it's raining and I need to cover.
Do you always
Kristen.
Have an umbrella in the vehicle?
Lately, but that
really, Mark?
Not,
no.
Just because it got left there from another time, though.
No.
Not because I'm planning anything.
So excuse me for thinking ahead. It's for my wife. You know.
Oh, you're so good.
Oh, she can't get wet.
She's pregnant. She can't get wet.
She'll melt.
Really?
You're not supposed to get wet.
No, I mean,
I'm happy
for
you.
If you're with Kristen, you're going somewhere, instead of parking and making her walk, why don't you just drop her off at the door?
Because sometimes...
The umbrella's for you.
I do drop her off at the door, but on occasion...
Then the umbrella's for you.
There's always an occasion where you might need an umbrella.
Yeah, you might need it.
Sure, I did today. It was pouring rain. I had two computers with me, and I had to walk a mile.
Can we put a Twitter poll up?
No.
Do you have an umbrella at the ready at all times?
All right.
Like Brandon.
Dude, I got a sweet umbrella. It's awesome. Uh-huh. Hit one button, it opens up. It's
badass. That's all umbrellas.
No. This one's
tits. Talking about? What umbrella do you not hit a button and open it with?
I think I'm pretty sure I asked for it for Christmas and my sister got it for me.
You
so.
Asked for an umbrella
oh my
for
God.
Christmas?
Yeah.
That's really that's
sad.
Soft.
You know, sometimes you need an umbrella. I'm sorry, you're so manly.
No, it just...
There's
a little ingrained softness there.
You know how happy
for umbrellas
you know how
for
happy
Christmas?
Just
for gloves and hats and scarves?
Ascots? Kristen's been incredibly happy when we've arrived places, and I have an umbrella at hand for her.
Because it really makes you seem very
heroic. Why can't you just
heroic.
Drop her off?
You know what?
And courtly.
I can tell you the chivalrous. Last time we used it, too. And you chivalrous. Know what? I'm not sad we used it. The last time we used it... We were at a funeral, and we had to go into the cemetery. And what am I supposed to do? Just let my wife get drenched at a family member's funeral? No, I had an umbrella, and a lot of other dudes didn't have one for their ladies. And you know what? I was the man.
Yeah.
Do you have a raincoat?
Shit.
Do you have galoshes?
Galoshes, exactly.
I went to that charity golf outing, and my buddy bought a bunch of ponchos. So I actually do have a poncho in my truck.
One of the one-time use ponchos, like a thin plastic bag, or
yeah.
So you're.
Do you always have an umbrella at the ready? Yes, no.
Like Brandon.
Okay.
At the ready.
He does.
No,
he's always ready with an umbrella.
Prepared.
You know how when it gets to be close to winter and they're always telling you the news story of the day is you should maybe pack a blanket.
Oh, I know,
and
water,
emergency and food, and water.
Brandon, do you have flares in your car in case you? Car breaks down?
No, but I do have like a
you
whole
have a blanket.
Kit. I have a whole kit that's kind of like a roadside assistance, you know.
I've never done that because
didn't know. Brandon was such a role player.
I feel like it'll never happen. When it does, I'm gonna be really mad. Like when you get trapped and
it's
need a blanket.
Not
yeah, the next time
happen.
You're getting soaked, you're gonna be like, man, I wish I had Brandon's umbrella.
No, I won't.
You just get soaked and you just shake it off.
And then you bitch about it. It's fine.
Because you're not soft. Rain doesn't bother you. Right. 1970 on August 6th.
Bullies, man.
It was tell it like it is. Bullies. Steppenwolf, Janis Joplin, Paul Simon, Poco, and Johnny Winter. That's a weird concert. Concert for Peace at Shea Stadium to coincide with the 25th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
Wow.
How about the concert for Peace on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, you assholes? They started it.
Yeah.
We ended it. We saved lives.
But nobody wants to have a concert in December.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's just a reason
ready
to have
for a
concert.
Bomb?
Did they have another one on the 9th when we dropped it on one on Nagasaki 3 days later? Because that wasn't good enough.
Didn't Janis have a girlfriend who's writing a book?
Yes, another book. We're trying to track her down. Maybe we'll talk to her tomorrow.
Joey did speak to her.
She's cool. Pretty hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
No,
she's beautiful.
I'm doubting that Janis Joplin's girlfriend was ever beautiful.
Oh, she's totally it, just like Janis.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some pretty.
I think she's ugly.
Hot pictures
I think she might
Janis.
Be the ugliest famous person, female wise.
Not hot.
It's because her hair. Her hair is like an explosion.
Yeah, which hair? On her head
her
or
face
armpits
was
or
not
bush?
A big asset either.
Oh.
Stevie Wonder in 73 on August the 6th was seriously injured when the car he was riding crashed into a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving him
Who?
In a coma for 4 days. I completely forget about that happened.
Who?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
He lost his
really?
He lost his sense of smell, so he can not only not see, he can't smell.
Was he driving? No.
The obvious question.
Some say.
It said a car he was riding in, so. But who knows, maybe they covered for him.
He was going to radio stations to give interviews.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Oh, when that happened, he was?
Yeah.
Really?
He was doing interviews like in the South or something, right?
Yeah, Winston-Salem.
Yeah. And they said they tried to sing his songs while he was in a coma, and one of his songs brought him out of a coma.
Fake!
I think it was Inner Visions or something like that.
ABBA had their first top 10 hit when Waterloo went to number 6
great song.
In 1974 on August the 6th. The police appeared at the Red Cow Hammersmith Road in London. Admission was 60 cents, equivalent of 60 cents. Wow, that's a pretty low admission.
Where's the bass cover?
1977. Stevie Nicks released Belladonna on this day in 81.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great porn star, Belladonna.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop Dragging My Heart Around
Big
with Tom Petty.
Which,
yeah, bald head. The expert of multi-anal.
Avant-garde musician and former backing singer with David Bowie, Klaus Nomi, died at the age of 39 of AIDS in New York at the age of 39 on this day in 83. He was on Saturday Night Live when Bowie sang. He had that opera voice. He was a gay guy, sang in clubs in New York. He was a real sort of a freak act that people went
He's
to see.
He's got AIDS.
Klaus Nomi. Look him up.
Klaus Nomi.
K-L-A-U-S-N-O-M-I. He actually made it onto Saturday Night Live. He sang backup for Bowie.
Yeah, I have audio of it.
That's Klaus.
Beautiful voice.
It's a really weird story. There's a documentary about him. I think it's on Netflix.
Oh.
And it was crazily interesting.
Oh, I remember this
in
weirdo.
A crazy kind of way. Yeah, he was totally weird.
Oh, holy crap.
And he was in total denial about AIDS too. I think he was boo-fooing up a storm when he had AIDS.
Oh, for sure. Right. In that outfit?
It's crazy. I'm just on a diet.
And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him.
I'm on the skin and bones diet. 1980, Appetite for Destruction.
Nice.
Out for Guns N' Roses. Their debut album went to number 1 on August the 6th. After spending 57 weeks on the chart and selling over 5 million copies, it's sold like 25 million now. Or 28 million, I'm sorry. It's one of the biggest of all time.
Thanks to the lame-ass security, I'm going home.
Lisa Loeb was number 1 in 1994 with Stay.
Oh, nice butt, too.
Led to a reality show for her.
Mm-hmm. Where you could see her butt.
Wasn't she trying to get married on a reality show? On MTV or something?
Did she ever really have any other hit tune?
No.
Yeah.
God, did she?
Yeah, she had this song. I don't know. I was trying to come up with a joke. I couldn't think of anything. I was going to say Go, but I thought it was dumb.
Is there a bass cover of her?
Butterfly. Oh, great song.
Lobster.
There's her butt. I only hear what I want to. Yeah.
August 6, 2001, Whitney Houston became one of the highest paid musicians when Arista signed her to a $100 million deal, which I don't think they made any money on, because Whitney wasn't she done by 2001, pretty much?
Oh, yeah.
And 2004, Rick James found dead, the king of punk funk.
James, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, he got all fat. That was weird.
Yeah.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
And when you stop.
I still have the story when he was hiding in the bush from nobody for 24 hours.
God, he did a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson on this day in 2007 sued by a former band member who said he was owed $20 million. Stephen Beer, who played keyboards.
Has he recovered from his fake injury yet?
I don't know. Good question. Yeah, I think he was out doing shows again, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He went by the name Madonna Wayne Gacy, claimed he was not paid properly over 20 years. Manson falsely told him the band was not making much money and used band money to buy millions in Nazi memorabilia, stupid things like
20
that.
20 years.
Since he was ripped off, and I guess they settled for a far smaller amount. And that's about it. I missed one.
96, the Ramones played a farewell concert in L.A.
Was that their...
I don't know. That's what it says on here, 1996.
It was their last show, Ramon?
Yeah.
Wow. It was a sad end. Those guys all died at once. It was weird. And then today in history, I guess, is August 6th would be
Oh, that was August
Hiroshima
6th.
Day.
I'm sorry. I thought you were doing August 6th.
I am.
Oh.
It's Hiroshima Day?
Yeah, it's Hiroshima Day.
And so 9 days from now? Nagasaki Day?
Nagasaki Day's in 3 days, the 9th.
Oh, 3 days, that's
And they
right.
said, oh, yeah, we're not ending this war. Fuck you.
All right.
Okay.
We're sorry.
How could you ignore that first bomb? Really? God.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there it is, the gay bomb.
Let's see, was there anything else on this day?
For the 6th, not really.
And the Enola Gay, that's about it.
Yeah. Guy was from Columbus.
Oh.
Ohio. Which guy?
Bloop. Enola Gay, a gay guy. He wasn't gay.
Gay!
But still.
Isn't that his mommy's name?
Gay?
I thought that was his mom's name was Enola Gay.
Oh, was it?
I thought, I don't know.
Nice name in your...
Hi, mommy.
But of course, the plane could not be allowed in the Smithsonian because that would be... That would be so mean.
What, really?
Celebrate the plane that helped end World War II.
What's he doing up there?
Bullshit.
I know. Well, it was bullshit.
We
apologized for that. Clinton, I think it was Clinton that apologized for the atomic bomb.
No
sorry
one ever.
Sorry we ended the war you started.
Wait, no one ever apologized.
I think he did. I really do. I think Bill Clinton. I think it was.
I thought people were trying to give Barack Obama shit for it, too. At some point.
Yeah, because he gave a speech at one of the places, but that was a big deal, is whether or not they were going to apologize. I don't think he did.
I think Clinton did.
Hmm.
If he didn't, then I got mad about it for nothing.
There was sympathy for the victims, but
and
no
I think I just got mad again.
From Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What's the story, Brandon?
There was sympathy for victims during a speech made in Hiroshima from Obama, but no apology.
Okay.
Weren't they mocking...
Does that mean Trump's going to apologize then, since he wouldn't?
I don't think Trump will apologize for that bomb.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
1995, President Clinton said the United States owed Japan no apology for dropping atomic bombs.
Well, I got mad for nothing.
Didn't you get mad, though, when
somebody,
you were
I swear somebody
Pearl
apologized.
No,
I don't think you made
Pearl
this
Harbor.
Up. There's got to be a lot more to this than what than my 2 minutes of research.
I just think that every once in a while... People start bitching about a president when they go to Japan that they're going to do it.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. I'll just Google it and maybe there'll be an apology online somewhere. I'm just Googling U.S. president apologizes for Hiroshima. I'm convinced something will come up to make me right.
Okay. This is what people do on social media, Drew.
Well,
I've
got to
be right.
I'm on social media.
I've got to find something.
No, there. It's never.
I'm
been
sure
done.
There's got to be something that he apologized for that is connected.
Well,
to
Well, am I crazy? Is the Enola Gay? Was it?
I don't think you would just not... make that up. So there's got to be something.
Enola Gay. I'm going to Google Enola Gay. Not
he apologized for the name because it's gay. There should be the Enola Homo. Enola homosexual.
Homo. The Enola. Enola bisexual.
The Enola queer.
Enola Gay. Not.
Hey, you like to see homos naked? That's cool, man. Whatever.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Controversy over the Enola Gay exhibition.
Gay. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
They wanted to put it in there, and people were angry about it. I don't know why anyone would be angry. Honestly,
cut print gay.
Smithsonian scales back exhibit.
Obama's the first to actually visit Hiroshima.
I think that's what the big one was from, because he was going there. A lot of individuals jumped on it and said he's going to apologize. But he didn't. He showed sympathy because it was a pretty shitty thing that happened. But
What has the United States ever apologized for? Not that we should.
When officials of the Smithsonian Institution unveiled a new home for the World War II bomber, the Enola Gay, in August, they had hoped to avoid the kind of controversy that previously plagued efforts to exhibit the airplane. Not likely. Now a group of scholars, writers, activists, and others signed a petition criticizing the exhibit for labeling the Enola Gay as the largest and most technologically advanced airplane of its time, without mentioning that the Boeing B-29 dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
I do have an answer for you, Mark.
What? What have we ever apologized for?
You wouldn't display a slave ship solely as a model of technological advancement. It would be offensive not to put it in context. Blah, 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 blah.
The U.S. has officially apologized for the internment of Japanese citizens during World War II.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should.
That's a reasonable thing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, no one ever talks about it. Why does that topic never come up?
I don't know.
I mean, it's more recent than slavery, 1942. Wouldn't you think it would come up occasionally?
Do we apologize for Operation Wetback?
In 1993, the United States apologized for the overthrowing of the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
I don't want to apologize for that one. I like Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's ours.
In 1997,
Finders keepers, losers weavers,
baby. The United States officially apologized for the Tuskegee experiment.
Well, yeah, because those were our own people.
Syphilis.
Yeah, it was a little.
Syphilis.
Yeah, it was,
that's a good apology.
Few issues there.
And it does look like there is an actual formal apology. I'm looking for the exact date. Oh, 2008, an apology for slavery and the Jim Crow laws.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was pretty bad.
That was bad.
That was the first apology?
No, that was 2008.
No, I mean, we never apologized for slavery before that.
Nah.
Well, that's the quote-unquote formal apology from the United States.
Well, I got to ask, why should the United States apologize for that? That was all the South's doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
they should have
brought them back to the Union, though, Trudy.
That's true.
Part of it.
Okay, all right.
How far in are we, Brandon?
We are over 2 hours
now. Get us out of here.
Do you want to know the poll results so far?
Yes.
83% no. They do not have an umbrella at the ready.
And I guarantee you,
follow-up question,
of those
80... Is Brandon soft for always having an umbrella at the ready?
Shit. You know what? Of those 82%, I guarantee 50 of them wish they had one, but they just don't have one.
Once every 3 years? That's a lot of preparation.
If you wish you had one, why wouldn't you have one?
We're talking about adults who have the ability to ask for an umbrella for Christmas like you did.
Well, I don't know. It's a good tool to have. It's safe.
It's one more thing you have to have in your car.
You guys are dicks.
You going to ask for flares for Christmas this year?
No, I don't know what I'm going to ask for.
You have a little child.
Yep. I'm going to make sure that she always stays dry, too. Because I'm going to have an umbrella.
Yeah. No, Charlotte has an umbrella.
You pass that softness along.
Charlotte has one?
Yeah, because she's a child.
Oh, Charlotte's a loser. She's got an umbrella.
She is soft. She's soft as hell. She's also not as cold.
I don't know. I just got done walking a mile in the rain with computers. And you know what? I'm not sad.
What, were they open and exposed?
Half mile.
Did your Fitbit?
Quarter mile? 5 minutes?
Say a quarter mile. I don't know.
A couple blocks.
All right, Thomas A. Mazzaway. I don't know. I haven't received any pictures from him today, which is a minor
miracle. I'm worried.
Miracle.
Is he okay?
I hope so. Yesterday, I must have gotten 14 pictures from him. But I believe he will not be in tomorrow. There's the last picture of dinner. I'm making me hungry.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
That looks good.
Oh, I could use a pizza.
I don't think I'm coming either.
Aw.
Brandon's umbrella sits next to his man purse. Knock it off, Brandon. Can even grip the umbrella handle with those inadequately small hands.
Is that on my Twitter? Or on Instagram?
Wait, oh, did I? Wait.
Oh, too late. Sorry, Mark.
See you tomorrow.
Mark.